It was August 17th, 2018, that I had Millie Weaver on. She really wanted to come on the show. She said that she talked to some amazing intel sources they had, and that a bio attack was going to be launched in the future. They failed to remove Trump with Russiagate. She was on for 30 minutes. The full video is posted at band.video. We reposted it yesterday, August 17th, 2018. Here's just some of what her sources said. For an internet ID to dial into banking so that, oh, ISIS can't recruit online when it's Hillary and Benghazi and the left that empowered ISIS and empowered them, and now they're going to try to use that. What do you think?
There's chatter in the intelligence community that it would be something along the scale of a chemical attack, a biological attack. It's going to be a way to attack Trump, attack free speech on the internet. People like InfoWars Alex Jones would have some bit of finger pointing that the left could try to do and leftist media could try to do. And it would essentially just be to further roll out the next shift, the next phase in their whole social media game, which is take back social media because it was never designed to be a free speech platform from their perspective. This was always designed to just simply harvest information from the public so that they could better sort out who they're essentially going to control and cull.
They keep saying on CNN, MSNBC, Trump's going to cause violent attacks on the media.
One of the things that's alarming about this, besides the very real potential that this kind of anger can easily lead to violence, is that instead of taking steps to tamp down the anger, curtail the protesters, even just admonish them, the President of the United States has encouraged them.
When all he does is respond back to them and call them liars, and they're running around saying shut down the alternative media, people like me.
He's risk-free. He can rant as well as much as he wants without having to back up his claims.
And so I've been pointing out that I believe, and Paul Watson has said this, and Mike Adams has said this, and Roger Stone has said this, that they're either going to provocateur some crazy or they're planting a false flag on themselves or on big tech like Apple or Google or Twitter or something. Well, now I'm sure of it because I shot a live video last night that they took us off Twitter for where I said, I don't want any violence. Nobody should be violent. I think they're planting a false flag against big tech or against something like CNN.
You think Alex Jones is going to change his behavior based on a timeout?
I don't know. We have found that it does have the potential to change impact and change behavior.
They pulled the video and then had Lester Holt, New York Times, thousands of publications today say that I called for battle rifles to be used against the media.
Jones urged his Twitter followers to ready their battle rifles, as he put it, against the media.
And then they just show quotes where I talked about if Antifa attacks your house, if you're a congressman or a cop, they've doxed you, you should have your rifle ready at your house to defend yourself. And then they just show battle rifle as one quote, then they say Antifa, Chi-Coms, the media. And then Holt says,
Alex Jones on Twitter posted this week what essentially is a video calling for people to get their battle rifles ready against the media, saying it's time to act, it's got to be done now, move criminally against people. Send a chill up my spine.
I know a PR rollout when I'm seeing it. And now CNN came out this morning and said Alex Jones is a domestic terrorist planning terror attacks with no links or no proof. So I'm sure now that this is one of their big October surprises in the next month or two to stage something or provocateur something and blame it on me. But the fact that they're saying I'm calling for this when I never said it is chilling.
Alex Jones and InfoWars do not advocate violence against the media or anyone else. If there is an attack on any media outlet or any reporter, it is not countenanced by us, it is not advocated by us, it is not done by us. It is a false flag with the
All right, folks, and there's more. This is part of a larger report. It goes back to Millie predicting everything. The full video is at man.video. When we come back, though, it's unspeakable how crazy everything is. The hysteria and so many people buying into it. The virtue signaling. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, and Band.video. Tomorrow's news, today, and the defense of humanity in our future forever. Stay with us and spread those links. Our constitutions, our health, is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
America is falling to its knees. America is learning to shake in fear of an invisible enemy. There are reportedly millions of deaths, but they're really not millions of deaths. There's not even 20,000 deaths worldwide. But don't worry, $2,000 for each American from the federal government. Government wants phone data to track the sick, just like communist China does. USA closes border with Canada. Yeah, how are they going to make us try to stay in our homes and supposedly work from home and all of this while at the same time the northern and southern borders are open? So that's something Trump had to do before he declares the ban on interstate travel that we know they are moving very quickly towards doing. There's a lot of hysteria, a lot of fear, but really no discussion of the fact that it's a man-made virus and that it came out of Wuhan, China, and that the Chi-Coms have set the precedent on how to deal with it. Why we're hearing we're going to follow the exact pattern to track everybody with their phones to keep us safe. And one man in Kentucky got it, went to the hospital, got better in a day, checked himself out, went home, and now they're guarding the house with police, with guns. Everyone virtue signaling. America falling to its knees. Directed by the globalist. And people celebrating it and saying, how dare you not say this virus is the most evil, most vicious thing the planet's ever seen. The very same leftists that tell us leave our borders open for bubonic plague and drug-resistant TB and all these things that kill millions of people every year like TB. That's not a problem. Bring all that in. Don't test people. Let their kids sit right next to your kids in school. That's all A-okay. Wow. But boy, don't you leave your house and you stay on that internet and you get your government announcements and your corporate announcements and you beg for that vaccine that's coming. Oh, and how do we know when you've had the vaccine? Turns out Bill and Melinda Gates, InfoWars broke the news. It's on drudgereport.com right now. David Knight, a source inside MIT, sent us the documentation. I went and looked up and found open source information confirming it, that they're going to have to wear a wristband that changes colors for the day to be able to go out and travel and live. And you're going to get a digital tattoo under the skin. They don't call it a microchip or a mark of the beast. It's just a digital mark under your skin. COVID-19 tracking bracelets and invisible tattoos to monitor Americans. Globals like Bill Gates pushing Black Mirror type tech on the masses. And the article's not hardcore enough. I'm glad Kellen McBreen wrote the story. It, you know, starts out with the MIT information. You go to the bottom, there's all the links to Bill Gates announcing it. Turn in your guns, take your forced inoculation, don't leave your house unless you have your digital tattoo, and virtue signal to everyone that you're not going out and you're not shaking hands and you're just going to be a cave dweller in your house. And now they're saying coronavirus pandemic could continue for 2 years, German health experts warn. And then what was the article yesterday? Dire new U.S. report out of Axios. 18 months till the wave crest. Stay in your homes for 18 months. Of course, the criminals aren't going to stay in their homes. And society is going to break down in a matter of a month. And they say, oh, just stay in your home for 2 weeks. It's a big social experiment. And then in 2 weeks, they're going to say, oh, by the way, you can't come out of your house, period. And then your neighbors tattle on you, and they call the police. I see my neighbor. In fact, it's in USA Today. It's on Infowars.com as well. People are calling the police on anyone they see coughing. That's right. If you cough, they call and the police come and they grab you and you're taken away. New York bar and restaurant owners could face arrest if they break New York coronavirus lockdown. In California, millions locked down. 9/11 gets calls about neighbors coughing. USA Today. But it gets better. Californians and Texans, it's in the local laws. Homeless are allowed to travel wherever they want, do whatever they want, and are allowed to openly spread it. That's actually in the California new law they've passed and the new code. Order of Health Officer, County of Santa Clara, and then they've got a similar state law, and it says the homeless are allowed and are exempt from stay in your homes. Do not congregate. The homeless, of course, are exempt, and so are the illegal aliens and all the Islamic invaders who are rioting and burning and waving flags and torching more cars, attacking police. They're using this as party time, and everyone is bowing to them. Meanwhile, in Kentucky, police surround home of a man with coronavirus, force him to self-isolate. A Kentucky man who tested positive for coronavirus took himself out of a hospital against the doctor's wishes and was then placed in a mandatory quarantine by police officers surrounding his home. Oh, yes. But the southern border is still as porous as a sieve. Our reporters were down there a few days ago, following incredible reports. Tim Reams and Rob Dew at Band.Video. Those are very important. You need to see those for yourself. People smuggling toilet paper across from Mexico. Humans being smuggled. Giant holes already cut in the fences. And, of course, no border patrol. No borders. No walls. No USA at all. But don't worry. You're going to shelter in place and not go outside your home because the virus could kill you. And all the schools have been shut, even though in the actuaries you don't find any deaths of young people. There's a few cases of 40-year-old people that get it and are sick, and it's like all over the news. He's been sick for a week. He's not getting better. We may have the first death of someone under 50. It's deadly. Ah! 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 So we're just being primed and prepared when they release the real bioweapons. You know, Mike Adams yesterday, when I was debating him, said, Alex, you can't have it both ways. You can't have it where it's a deadly bioweapon, which it is, and it's a giant hoax. Well, actually, that's a false dichotomy. And I'm not, again, I don't need to preface every time I disagree with Mike on something. Oh, and we're all buddies, everything's great. That's what America's about, is debate and discussion. And Mike enjoys the debate. What I'm saying is, it's a bioweapon man-made that they've tested before in the lab. You release something that you know the trajectory of. That's what a weapon is. It's been battlefield tested. It's then released, and it's all pre-hyped and ready, and it does have a kill rate, and they know the kill rate. And so they then overhype that rate to create incredible fear on a bioweapon that is what they call a simulant. You know, it turns out they released one of the flu viruses 8-9 years ago, the year before, in a vaccine as a tracker. So they're doing all of this experimentation. So I am concerned the virus is going to kill a lot of people. But the entire fear-mongering is the real threat to the economy, to our liberties, to our future. And now they're getting, at MIT, microchips ready for us. Oh, but they're little and they're a digital gel and it's just tiny. It's like, you know, smaller than a grain of rice and it's invisible. Only scanners pick it up and no one will know. And then you'll be authorized. Then they update your digital tattoo that you've had all your shots. This is it. This is the forced inoculation. This is the gun confiscation. It's all being announced. And so I'm not debating how deadly the virus is. You notice that the numbers just keep going down, 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 down. And then when we've all been locked down, oh, it's the lockdown saved everyone. That's why. The lockdown. The virus has been floating around. Most estimates are for at least 6 months. Now, it does reinfect, and that's really why it's dangerous. I don't think the death rate is the reason I'm scared of it. It's the fact that it is an autoimmune type deal. So you definitely are going to get it. So just get ready.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on.
It was like a bad dream 7 weeks ago. The ghost cities in China that then spread to Europe. And now San Francisco is a ghost city. And we see fights and brawls taking place over toilet paper. People don't need toilet paper to survive, but people do need high quality water filtration and they need high quality supplementation by products like DNA Force Plus, X2, and X3, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and of course, our high quality silver gargle products and super silver toothpaste that has the nano silver tea tree oil and of course iodine as well. There are so many other amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com ready to ship. Our shipping department is getting every order out within 24 hours and shipping it directly to your door. So get prepared and get ready now with things you really need at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. It's a beautiful world outside, but inside the halls of government, inside the corridors of the mega corporations and tyrannical regimes like China and the Communist Party that runs it, there is a raw desire for power and control over people. And now we learn from an MIT tipster. We even got the documents and were able to search them and then discover that it was accurate information actually in the public domain. That Bill and Melinda Gates are preparing an embedded digital tattoo under your skin to show that you're not infected with coronavirus so you can travel and buy and sell. The Mark of the Beast, 666, is here.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Out of a preponderance of safety, I've talked to my wife and family and I've said, hey, it's good to stay around the house and do things and then still go into work, and then you're not going to be around other people. But the idea of the border and borders being wide open and all of these different populations still pouring in, and then everyone self-quarantining and everyone social distancing is ridiculous. You have all the leftist cities that led the way shutting everything down in coordination with the media and the Chi-Coms. And then they're the very cities that have passed waivers for the homeless to wander around with their lowered immune systems, defecating on everything and peeing on everything. It's just incredible. So again, the level of hysteria, the level of fear, and the numbers we're told about all the millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions that are going to die. But then as soon as we start to see lockdowns, we're told, oh, you know, now those numbers are not going to be as bad now. So again, ladies and gentlemen, I intend to take your phone calls today. We're going to have David Knight in studio with us as well, starting in the last segment of this hour into the next hour. I have so much news and so much information to get to. I'm going to begin it all when we start the next segment. My earpiece has gone out, so I'm going to play a very important report that I was already going to play next segment now, and then I am going to come back and open the phones up throughout the transmission. And again, Millie Weaver is also joining us as well. But first, let me get to this very important report, because it breaks down exactly what we're facing. Martial Law USA 2020, very important report. Martial Law USA 2020, it's posted at Bandai Video. Please share it.
It is 21st century war. I've criticized the president for not getting ahead of it, saying it's serious, because they would then demonize him. Early on, the conservatives convinced him to not listen to us. Later, he did listen to us, but now I'm concerned he's going to go too far. This is seismic. Italy has declared martial law 3 weeks ago. France and Spain declared martial law today. President Trump is only trying to line up with other world leaders so that it can't be said that he didn't respond properly. That's the trap the Democrats put him in the deep state. Then when he does that, like block the Chinese flights a month ago, they say he's being racist and hateful. As Europe sets the precedent in Italy and now in Spain and now in France today of declaring martial law and banning interstate travel, basically, that then sets the bar to where if Trump doesn't do it, then the media will say when there's death, it's his fault. That's how this trap of the phobia and the panic over this virus that's not been proven, to be that deadly. Sure, it's killing some people. Looks like it's designed for old folks. Yes, it's man-made. But this thing is how we're going into global government. We have the UN testing disease X 1 year ago and test marketing and saying it's going to come. It's going to bring in world government. It's going to smash these nationalists that, you know, don't want to be hooked into a global government. The UN said disease X will be here within a year or two. Then Bill Gates did a tabletop exercise 4 months ago, 60-something million dead. And then now, of course, he's got a vaccine patented, and it's all rolling out with the propaganda. This is an unbelievable time to be alive.
Well, you know, we've never had an interstate travel ban, so I don't really know what that would mean. But I am told that there's an ongoing debate in the White House as we speak, with members of the legal counsel's office urging the president not to attempt to impose a travel ban. The word is that he's intent on doing so tonight, although I've checked with several journalists I know, and nobody seems to be nobody's been alerted yet of a press conference. That's not to say that one couldn't be held abruptly, and knowing the president's desire to control the airways and the extent to which the coronavirus has basically silenced him, it wouldn't surprise me that he would use the time period allotted to the Biden-Sanders debate to preempt the discussion and to once again own the airwaves.
But using this hysteria, clearly this global force that's been hyping this and the media hyping it and big tech and the authoritarian states hyping it, they're pushing for an authoritarian benchmark now of basically worldwide tyranny that we've never before seen in communist China as the model, as you and others have been warning.
What I'm told is that in the White House right now, President Trump has an intention, a desire, a plan to announce as early as tonight a 30-day ban on interstate travel, that members of his legal counsel's office are attempting to persuade the president that such an order is unlawful and would be a mistake.
So remember, the very same globalist deep staters that said no borders, no walls, no Europe, no USA at all, that tell people to come from all over the world to get free stuff, the same ones that rammed down the Guatemalan borders and tore down their fences and attacked their military and the Mexican troops and overwhelmed our border, and the same ones that have invaded by the coast with George Soros and the UN funding it, with millions of military-age men bringing in the most deadly diseases and the most deadly culture of sex slavery, you name it. All of that was good. All of that was okay. But now a virus that hasn't even killed as many people worldwide as the flu kills here every year, we're told to capitulate and give up our way of life and stick our head in the sand and make the new American symbol an ostrich.
And that's really what I'm getting at here, is that I don't like watching my fellow Americans hysterical in fear. I'm not saying it's bad to quarantine yourself if you've got a farm or a ranch or, you know, a gated community or whatever. I'm not saying that I'm blaming people who think this is really bad. Their projections may be true. Folks like Mike Adams has made a lot of great points. It's the synthetic nature and the choreographed nature of the global corporate media, all the globalist countries, socialist and communist countries, and Hollywood, all in a concerted effort with leftist mayors and others setting the precedent that China is the model of how we deal with this. And so they're just tightening the noose. More restrictions. And, oh, look, a death! Ah! And the crematorium in this Italian city can't even deal with all the dead. And you learn it can burn two bodies a day in a whole city. We've got five dead a day in the city. We can't burn them. I mean, the United States killed 100,000 people, most of them children, in one night dropping firebombs on Dresden. We killed over 2 million Japanese in one day with over 1,000 bombers dropping firebombs on Japan, more than Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Millions dead in one day. And the Japanese were ready to fight on even after that. But we're just like,
We're healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock. It's all over the news. It's being announced by politicians from Germany to the United States. Thank God coronavirus is here. Thank God it's going to kill the old people. Thank the heavens that we're going to depopulate the planet because humanity is horrible. Humanity is evil. All the Hollywood movies, all the propaganda, all the UN statements, all the Ted Turner and Prince Philip garbage saying that they want to use a deadly virus to depopulate and to control the population. And now it's here and they want to lock down society and are licking their lips and saying Trump isn't doing enough. What a sickening in your face declaration of war against humanity by these control freaks who think it's their right to put fluoride in the water, give us toxic vaccines, openly dumb us down. And then when we resist, call us terrorists and conspiracy theorists when they're publicly admitting their plan to exterminate everyone. It's time to expose these scum. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a public service announcement. InfoWars, as of today, is now suspending storable food sales. We still have storable food. We're able to package all the storable food and get it to everybody that ordered it. Most of you have already gotten your food. But the reason I'm making this announcement is all the other major food suppliers were sold out over a month ago, as we first reported to you, but they lied to you and they took your money. Well, we know for a fact they're still taking everybody's money, even though the food has all been sold out. The basic ingredients for storable food is gone. All the big box stores are paying way over normal prices to buy up what's left. And so anybody telling you that they have storable food is lying to you. The good news is everyone that ordered at InfoWarsStore.com has already gotten it. Or if you ordered recently, we have the food that's being packaged and you will get it. But as of now, we are suspending all new food sales at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, we called it from the beginning. Decades ago, I said they're going to establish a world government and use controlled bioweapon attacks to create lockdown, digital ID, microchip, forced inoculation scenarios, complete with drones flying overhead, barking orders. And now it's all being announced in communist China. The model laboratory of the globalist is now the laboratory example for the entire planet. Look at these headlines. Toll-free number to join us on the martial law takedown of the West, on how Trump was painted into a corner, that if he didn't engage in a similar monkey-see-monkey-do behavior, they would say that every death was his fault. And some have said, well, he'll use this to get full control of the government and reverse what's happening. Well, hopefully that's what happens. And I have seen the Google search engine suddenly. When you type in Alex Jones or InfoWars or vaccine, you get all the original top results from 3 years ago before they broke their search engine. YouTube is still rigged in the search results. That hasn't been fixed yet. So that gives some credence to the fact that Trump will use this behind the scenes to brush aside the globalists and the courts that have been blocking him, but it's all still a very, very dangerous scenario. But InfoWars didn't start predicting this 7-8 weeks ago when this started. We laid out the exact blueprint of how they would unfold this system and how they would execute this operation. And you're now witnessing it, and you're seeing the domesticated, politically correct population that loves the virtue signal gleefully playing along with shutting down tiny seaside resorts, you know, that have a few condos in them or a few beach houses, and, you know, telling folks you can't come visit, you know, your grandma and the old folks home, and you can telecommute now. This has been the globalist model to end the carbon footprint and make us have to have a authorization by our smartphone to leave our houses. That's now being proposed for the United States. And don't worry, the phone companies already have it all set up, and they have an app for that. Just so happened they got made. And Bill and Melinda Gates had their Disease X, saying millions would die. They had their tabletop exercise. They had all their movies and TV shows ready, and it all got rolled out right on time. So let's go through some of these headlines. COVID-19 tracking bracelets and invisible tattoos to monitor Americans. Yes, a digital injected tattoo. Mark of the Beast. David Knight's coming up next segment on that subject. Coronavirus pandemic could continue for 2 years, German health minister warns. Dire new report forces US-UK to change course on coronavirus strategy. Now you're going to be locked up for 18 months. Oh, that's going to cause a depression within a month of this crap. But that's okay. Now the depression isn't the banker's fault or the politicians. It's all the virus. So now they can really screw you over. Hope you all enjoy the fun of not being at work right now. Hope you all enjoy the wicked flee when none pursue, because soon it will cause a great depression, and you're going to be in the food lines at the government offices, and you're going to learn to worship the state, and you're going to wear your bracelets, and you're going to take your forced inoculations, and you're going to get your digital tattoos, and they're going to take your farms, and they're going to take your ranches, and they're going to put communal work brigades on them, because we're all about to get corporate fascism. Europe's announcing they're nationalizing everything. That's called fascism. Hope you all enjoy it. They're going to take your guns. They're going to take your children. They're going to take everything from you because you're passing the test to be jellyfish in flying colors. Hip, hip, hooray. Hip, hip, hooray. The world thought it would come back from the New World Order. Not so fast. They had the bioweapon attack always ready. The psychological warfare attack. New York Times, Donald Trump closes southern border to mitigate asylum seekers. They closed down the Canadian border, but not before tens of thousands made it across the border. New Border Patrol chief refuses to cooperate with sanctuary cities. He's now picking up people that have committed crimes themselves. We're going to play this video coming up here in just a moment. Trump defends calling COVID-19, the Chinese virus. But that's not really the headline. The story's up on Infowars.com. The headline is, he says China has blamed the U.S. military for this, which they've officially done, saying that America and Trump launched a bio attack. That's on their national news. Their health minister, their main health minister, saying that. Oh, we said the Chi-Coms launched it 7 weeks ago, and we were attacked in the national news. Even though we had the intel and knew that Obama and the globalists transferred it to him 5 years ago, and now they released it. And it is a scary virus. I wouldn't be scared of the death rate unless you're really old on average, but it reinfects. It reinfects. It reinfects. Continuing. What's the country going to look like if millions of Americans start dying from the coronavirus? With only a couple hundred dying, what is it? What is it? 15,000 worldwide? What's the global death toll right now? Can we put the big map up on screen? Imagine if millions do die. My God. Oh, look, one person that isn't too old sick. So they're a big national news story. There's all these young people sick. You think it wouldn't be a story. New Jersey coronavirus patient is getting worse despite being in good health before infection. But he's Asian. It's race specific. Philly police delay arrest of car thieves, robbers, and more over coronavirus risk. Oh, yes, the crime rate's exploding. Isn't that just darling? L.A. releases hundreds of inmates, illegal aliens, from jail to combat coronavirus. Yeah, people are going to die. Actress dismisses coronavirus threat, celebrates depopulation. China says the virus isn't a problem for them now. They're 100% back to work, if you believe that. And major cities announce shelter in place. China purges major U.S. media outlets from country amid coronavirus information war. Pompeo calls on China to reconsider plan to rescind press credentials of U.S. correspondents. Online searches for unemployment benefits soar after virus crashes gig economy. Amazon suspends all shipments other than medical supplies, household staples, even though they were already collapsing and could not even get the orders out at the level people were ordering it. White House promises big bucks to airlines, and Americans will get a check too, $2,000. War on China. And it just goes on and on and on and on. That's just some of the news we're going to be covering. Total confirmed, 207,000 worldwide. Total deaths, 8,248. 82,000 recovered. So if you divide 8 by 82, well, you've got a 10% death rate right there, don't you? But that's not what it is, because most people don't even know they have it. But wait till all the test kits get out. Oh, then the hysteria begins. And that's why Trump's been holding back. Why should you know you have the virus if it didn't do anything to you? Because it's meant as a psych weapon to paralyze everything. So Trump has been balancing what he does very wisely. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to get David Knight in here, but we're going to come out of break with President Trump talking about the fact that it's China blaming us for launching this when it came out of Wuhan. And they're the ones that bought it from Obama. And we exposed this, the globalists could back down. But everyone groveling and capitulating and getting in a fetal position and pissing on themselves and just loving it and getting into it. You are signaling to the New World Order to release other versions they've got ready that'll actually kill a bunch of people. Because they want you sheltering in place when those drones fly over from the Umbrella Corporation. That's a real corporation. And spray it on you. You're going to be in your houses, and they're going to just target and just lovingly fly over. Yeah, that's the type of scenarios we're facing. This is all a test. Can they lock you down so you'll behave yourself while they kill you? By the way, I didn't just say that now. I've been saying it for 20-plus years. You are now seeing everything I told you. The martial law, all of it come true. And thanks for your support, we're still standing at this critical time. Praise Jesus.
Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com. We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock. One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about, because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it, it takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com. Listen to me very, very carefully. I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives. And they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com for X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, David Knight has a really popular show with the brain bugs. That's a term I use from Starship Troopers, you know, where you've got the kind of the upper caste of the engineers and scientists, because he knows what he's talking about. He researches, I'd say, 2 minutes for every minute of airtime. No one else does that. It's ridiculous. So he's definitely not flying by the seat of his pants. I've taken a ton of information. I do a gestalt of it, but I do fly by the seat of my pants quite a bit. You know, the deepest thing I ever did was become shallow, like Trump said. That's the deepest thing you can do. But David Knight has a lot of contacts out there with engineers at MIT, you name it. They sent him some big exclusive stuff that I then searched and found open source that they indeed are developing, little pieces of it confirming it. A digital tattoo under the skin to be able to travel, Bill and Melinda Gates. All this has been set up. I told you last week China's using cell phones to track everybody. I said they'll announce that here in about a month. Well, they announced it today. So this is a takeover. This is a giant drill. It doesn't mean that the virus doesn't actually hurt people, but the hype and the unification of the propaganda, that's what really shows me what's going on. So, David, you've got a lot to cover into the next hour with us. Lay out some of the big things you're going to break down.
Well, Alex, as I said today, I think if you look at the overall picture, what I see happening here is, you know, we see these different elements from the globalist plans, all these different, you know, universal basic income, the smart cities agenda and so forth. But when we look at where this is all headed, I think that what we see now being imposed on people is really not so much a Marxist revolution as it is a Maoist revolution. Remember, it was Mao who told everybody at one point, you're going to get out of the cities, you're going to go out into the fields, and you're going to grow food. And they all starved. 50 to 80 million people starved. But it was a cultural revolution, and that's what we're undergoing right now.
And by the way, you're not just saying that by analyzing it. at the universities and in the government and with David Rockefeller and others, they said Mao is the model for the planet.
That's right. That's right.
There's New York Times articles in the 70s saying that.
We had for the last week, we've got Reuters and all these other publications are saying, look at what China did. They did a great job in terms of locking everything down very quickly. And of course, that's what the simulations every year are telling them to do whenever there's with a bio warfare. Yeah, they have these biological.
But it's the perfect cover to shut down a population whenever you want. Train everyone like dogs to run in fear at the mention of a virus.
That's right. And it was Obama who, by executive order, gave the CDC the permission to invoke quarantines and shutdowns and so forth that they don't have under the Constitution. But the other thing, Alex, that I found really very concerning is what my source sent me, that picture that is in the article that Kelly McBreen did. Drudge picked it up.
COVID-19 tracking bracelets and invisible tattoos to monitor.
And so what you do is you get tested on a daily basis. If you test clean, they would give you this little, you know, temporary tape thing for one day travel. They'll be color-coded so that you can't travel more than that one day. And, Alex, this is a gradual boiling of the frogs that we've seen. We've been talking about this at InfoWars for a long time.
And look, now it's reached the boil.
Yeah, exactly. Look at TSA. They're getting you accustomed to permission in order to travel, getting you accustomed to having them touch you and so forth. And now this is rolling it out to the next step because it wasn't the Airport Security Administration. It was transportation. And that's what they're doing.
And that's why they're on trains and buses, all beta testing. And now they've got the fire departments and the police all under them in this hysteria under unified control.
That's right. And in the last year, look at the number of times that we've seen mandated vaccines pushed on people, even though there is massive grassroots uprising we just had in Connecticut. The state legislators, the president pro tem of the Senate, and the majority leader both came out and accused these people who were families showing up with their kids and saying, we don't want to have forced vaccines. They said, look at this. Where are they getting their money? Are they being funded by a foreign government like Russia? They accuse these people. They said, they show up here by the thousands.
They're even saying families that have a brain damaged son in most cases. That's a thinner blood brain barrier in males than females. Females are tougher, folks, physically, not at lifting weights, but sustaining gunshots, you name it, poisons. Any doctor will tell you that. The blood-brain barrier is twice as strong. 80%+ of autism is boys. They're there with their hurt little boy, and they're a Russian agent now.
Yeah, and you bring up the blood-brain barrier, of course. You go back and look at the research of Alan Fry, who is the person who's probably researched biological effects of microwaves more than anybody else. And he showed that if you expose humans and rats and other models, if you expose them to microwave radiation, it breaks down the blood-brain barrier. He basically just injected a dye, exposed...
So 5G, all of it, does scientifically lower your immunity and allow these particles and things to get through.
That's right. Viruses, bacteria, toxins, all of those pass through the blood-brain barrier when you irradiate subjects with microwave radiation. And, of course, as we've seen in some of these early tests, we know that males are more affected by 5G and other types of microwave radiation than females because, again, as you point out, you know, the blood-brain barrier is more quickly affected with that. But, Alex, as we're looking at this and you look at the, again, a psychological condition, it's a cultural revolution as much as it is a technological revolution. When they establish the idea that they're going to put a daily, after a daily test, they put this band on you, then the next thing is, as we see from Axios and the New York Times.
It's 18 months.
Yeah. They're saying, 18 months, you got to lock everybody down. You can't just do selective quarantining of sick individuals. You got to lock everybody down for 18 months. And because that's how long it's going to take us to get the vaccines. Well, they're going to let you out so that you can go back to school, go back to work so that you can travel if you've got your vaccine. And then bingo, in December, we had this thing released, a scientific paper talking about Bill Gates's
65 million
combination. Yeah, combination of vaccine and tattoo all in one so they can shoot you and then verify that. And, of course, you won't have to see it. That's the thing that makes
this is an incredibly obvious rollout. He then finances the show Pandemic on Netflix. I turn on TV now. They already had these new shows already produced that took probably a year about pandemics and end of the worlds on every channel. It's just like race war stuff that they ran trying to cause a race war. You see the synthetic nature.
That's right. And if you look at their ID 2020. Oh, well, they're going to have the ID by 2020, aren't they? And they're saying it's a shame that we've got over a billion people worldwide that don't have a digital ID.
If you look at the Georgia Guidestones, they say we want to begin depopulation by 2020.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And here it is, folks. And people are just like, oh, save me. I'll go hide in my house. Folks, they want to train you to sit there and die in your house and not riot and not attack their facilities when they do this. And the police and the military and everybody else better know this.
Yeah, and you've got basically by fiat, within a day, they have mandated a greater depression. They not only punctured the financial markets, but basically just literally shutting down businesses. You know, Alex, yesterday was anniversary for my wife and our first date, and we got in just under the wire to go to a restaurant at noon because the mayor here said at 11 o'clock we're going to shut down all the restaurants at noon. And the waitress who waited on us said, I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, we're the only
people. Oh, it's worse than that. It's worse than that. It's all over the news now that landlords are saying, screw you, you got to pay.
Yeah.
So, folks, this is the purposeful destruction of America's confidence. Trump tried to oppose it up front. I said, hey, you better at least do something. They'll blame you. But now it's almost like bad that we did that. He certainly listened. We're going to go to break and come back. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers or first responders, I'd love to hear from you. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Let me make this announcement. We've got our warehouse here in Austin, and everything we sell is stocked and ready to ship to you. We're about a day behind. So you order today, you will be shipping to you on Friday. But I'm just going to tell you, with what I've been told and what I've learned from executives that are at big companies, they're being told that if we accept the continued lockdown, they're going to go to total lockdown soon and just see what happens. This is insane. And I hope Trump realizes he's being set up with an over-response. An under-response is bad. An over-response is bad as well. We've got to be balanced about this. So InfoWarsStore.com. Get the boost you and your family need with Living Defense now back in stock, sold out for 4 months, and the krill oil now back in stock, and the X2 and the X3 and the Super Silver toothpaste is sold out. Super Blue has the same amount of nano silver in it. It has tea tree oil that's so good for so many things. Look into that. And we've got the ultimate turmeric formula bodies back in stock. We've got the 1 ounce immune gargle sold out for a month. It's back in stock and it's 20% off. We're about to sell out of the 16 ounce. I don't know when we're going to be getting that back in. That is going to sell out any day now. But a lot of stuff's selling out. A lot of stuff's coming in. But we're talking to our supply chain. They're saying, we don't know. Just like I told you a month ago, they may suspend food sales. We suspended food sales yesterday. Everybody else is sold out. They're lying. They're taking your money. It's criminal. I don't know how you take somebody's money and don't have food to ship them. The food you ordered, most of you got it. The others, it's coming. But they're worried about the future, so we made the decision. We're not selling food anymore, okay? Because we can't guarantee new orders you're going to get it. Same thing with supplements. We have the supplements now. We have the products now. We have them in stock ready to ship. You better get your orders in because these type of products in a crisis like this are the most important thing out there other than a relationship with God and guns and ammo and food and willing to fight. Get your supplements now, InfoWarsStore.com. Do not wait.
The winds of change, the waves of change are here. The world has become decadent. The population has become hypnotized. And the globalists are moving in for the kill. First, they make us stupid and dumbed down and put us into a trance. And once they've done that, once they've made us obsolete, they begin to release the bioweapons, each more deadly than last, as they herd us into the bubble, high-tech control grid cities, until they finally release the ultimate bioweapon with a 100% kill rate, which then mutates into a harmless bug after a few years, and the controllers emerge from their underground bunkers. And, of course, they have the cure to all the diseases they release as well. They admit it. They publicly talk about their plan to kill us all. A lot of liberals are celebrating this, so remember who your enemies are. InfoWars has had to suspend all new food sales because the supply chain has collapsed. This is a system-wide problem, and this country is facing a new depression unless Trump and the American people work together to develop a plan to expose this globalist operation. That said, people are calling and saying, we wish you had the supplements in stock. We wish that wasn't sold out. They've confused that with the food. Everything we advertise, everything we sell, We have in stock, and we are only one day behind in shipping. That means if you order on a Monday, it's shipping out on a Wednesday. And that's just as of today. Most days, we are up to the day shipping, meaning you order that day in the morning. A lot of times, it ships out that afternoon. We have everything in stock that is so good to boost your overall defense against what's going on.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
David Knight has some really good news out of Italy dealing with the coronavirus. We'll be covering at the start of the next segment. And we'll also take some calls, and we're going to get into this Bill and Melinda Gates situation. But obviously, this is going to cause a recession, may cause a depression. The White House now admits that. Mm-hmm. How do you quantify this, what this is? I see it as a globalist attack on the nation state, on the supply chain, as an attempt to impose control. I believe it's going to backfire, and that now you'll see a giant movement against globalism even more, people moving to the country, people becoming self-sufficient. I think that they really jumped the shark.
Well, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But right now, a lot of people are in a lot of problems. And like I said, that waitress looked at me. I mean, she was about ready to cry.
Story over. You're out with your wife right before they close.
Yeah, we got, the mayor here in Austin decided that he had shut all the restaurants. It gave them 1 hour's notice. So yesterday at 11 o'clock, so we're going to close all the restaurants at noon. My wife got there before they did it, but by the time I got there, they were turning everybody away, but she was already there, so they let us in. We were about the only ones eating at that point in time, and the waitress said, well, now I'm out of a job. I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't pay my rent. I don't know how I'm going to eat, and this is just like that, by fiat. They've imposed Venezuela, and when you look at the unemployment rates, and I went down the rates going from 1929 to 1947. I just read them off to you, what the rates were this morning when I talked about it. And you look at 1929, before the stock market crashed, they were down at 3% unemployment. And then it goes up pretty quickly. By, the next year it's like 9%, and then it jumps up to 15, then to 20, then to 25%.
They're artificially creating the atmosphere for a Great Depression.
That's right. And they're doing it instantly. It took like 3 or 4 years for that to happen with the Great Depression. They're imposing this instantly because we've already had a poll show that 18% of the people said they've already lost their job. I'm hearing from people who are who have a service business where they go into somebody's home and they do some work in the home. People aren't calling them because they're afraid for anybody to come to their house. And then you have all the small companies like the restaurants and bars and so forth, which is a lot of small independent companies. They're being shut down by mandates. Meanwhile, the House and all of the Republicans except for 40 members in the House signed this crony capitalist bill that says if you've got fewer than 500 employees, you're going to have to pay for sick leave and all these other benefits, even though they're shutting them down. They're keeping the big box stores open, and they're exempting them from any of these regulations that they're putting on the small people. This is, Alex, a power grab by big corporations. And if you look at the peak unemployment during the Great Depression, it was 25%. Already we're at 18 to 20%. You got Mnuchin out there saying, well, it may get as high as 20%. Come on, it's going to get higher than 50% if you don't stop this. You're shutting everything down. This is going to be much worse than the Great Depression.
Exactly, and there's argument. Well, if we totally lock things down, we might save somebody with an unproven number, and we'll cover that. But when we come back, I want you to you've got the numbers. Lay out the fact that Trump is being tricked into implementing a Great Depression. The new Great Depression is here if Trump doesn't act now. That's the headline for the next segment. I want you to recap all this because you're on fire right now, David. And, that's what I've always told you is you've got, I offered to hire you a writer or two, whatever you wanted, just to take the things you do and then write about what you said and have your quotes. You finally got somebody to do that, and it's on DrudgeReport.com. I mean, you just break incredible stuff constantly, and then I get pissed. So I have like a star quarterback here, but then you're not letting me get you some blockers. So you're doing a great job. So when we come back, let's go into these numbers, and then let's look at the rest of the story, and we'll take your phone calls. And Millie Weaver's popping in with us as well. She's just amazing with all of her sources that have just continue to totally blow me away. So that's all coming up. I'm going to tell listeners this just point blank range. I already mortgaged my house before this crisis hit to pay the bills, keep this place going with full staff in the next year. All this craziness started and some money came in that helped us be on a better footing. We're still not out of the woods, but we're in a much better position. So when I tell you this, it's just like I told you with the food. They're going to end up having to cease taking orders. That happened yesterday. We have all the supplements now, but we're talking to suppliers and you see everybody going home. It's shutting down. It's shutting down. You better get your supplements to boost your living defense in your body now at InfoWars Store.
InfoWars has most of our high quality supplements in stock in our warehouse, ready to ship to you within days of your order. Don't go to the stores and battle zombies over toilet paper and things that don't matter. Get things that you and your family need. I'll tell you how I'm boosting my defense. DNA Force Plus is incredible with PQQ, CoQ10. Look into that for yourself. And we have all the high-quality silver products as well in stock, but for a limited time. And then we've got the ultimate turmeric formula, Bodies. Look into what that does with 95% curcuminoid, and the list goes on and on. VasoBeats, back in stock. Oh, and by the way, we haven't raised prices to retail during this crisis. We've kept it all at 40% off until it sells out. Check out all these bestsellers and prepare yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, I've been on air 26 years, and I've been informed since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. I had no idea how informed I was. People I was around were totally dialed in at many levels and were patriots. And now here we are, the globalists, their plan, all pre-programmed, all packaged, all synthetic, because they think you've got an 80 IQ. They think you're not noticing. Like the polls before World War II, they said German troops are massing on the border. They've got airplanes flying over marking targets. They're about to attack. You're a conspiracy theorist, Poland. And then the Germans attacked. This is not rocket science, folks. The pre-programming by every leftist and globalist institution was incredible. And Trump's original instinct to say it's a hoax was right.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it kills some people, but the response is the hoax. That's what he said. But then I guess he listened to us, which he really does. We were looking at the problem at the time, and I think I overcompensated. I'm like, Trump, you've got to get out ahead of this. You've got to say it's a serious threat, or they're going to say it's your fault. He overcompensated. Then he kind of pulled back, but, and I'm not blaming him. This is really complex here, but I can tell you, Trump's not behind this. America's not behind this. The deep state is, and we know who did it. We have documented it. Here is the president, though, because they don't want this discussed, and I've said on air, and I know, and I'm not bragging. It's just a fact, folks. People know it. People know this is a real oracle. My guest, all of us, this is the people's oracle. This is the town square. This is the knowledge. This isn't talking points handed down. This is one of the few places that does that. So the White House tunes in. I know who's tuning in right now. I want to say hi to the White House. And they get clips. He calls them the clips. They bring the president clips. And when they want the president to make a good decision, they watch you. I can tell you. And I know Drudge is a fan of you. I know the president's, you know, likes what you do, David. It's not about kissing David's ass. It's about recognizing InfoWars and our listeners that supported us. We've done something special here because there's not any other channel at a level like this with this quality of production doing this. So the president is listening, and I understand what he's up against. And I will say this. If we have to let them bring in martial law because they forced to his hand, then I do hope the delusional Q stuff is true and that Trump, in a judicious way, just uses a state of emergency to remove Obama's state of emergency that he put in place that we detailed, that they're still using to run Google, Facebook, and Twitter behind the scenes that are really government organs. And we're starting to see some of that at Google going back to its regular search algorithm. That's been confirmed now. So we're seeing some good signs during this crisis. So it's not all negative. But to have the president come out and say China's blaming us, that's seismic. Because they don't want that discussion going on because it goes back to the Chinese communists and their globalist controllers. Here's the president last night.
China and others have criticized you for using the phrase Chinese virus. How do you feel about that? Are you going to continue using that phrase?
Well, China was putting out information which was false, that our military gave this to them. That was false. And rather than having an argument, I said, I have to call it where it came from. It did come from China. So I think it's a very accurate term. But no, I didn't appreciate the fact that China was saying that our military gave it to them. Our military did not give it to anybody.
Critics say using that phrase creates a stigma.
No, I don't think so. No, I think saying that our military gave it to them creates a stigma.
Mr. President,
we're just supposed to sit here, David, while the globalists launch their bio attacks and blame Trump when it came from China and not say it's China. I want to get into your depression numbers next segment. I kind of diverted us into this right now, but I want listeners to know this is the most epic time of your life. This is the whole future. This is 9/11 squared. This is our way of life done forever, borders wide open, but you've got to get permission to leave your house, okay? And criminals are going to run wild. The crime rate's already exploding. We are in the biggest crises of our life. Hands down, folks, you're in it. We're in it right now. And the left's all over the news. They're calling up gun shops in other states going, ship me that AK-47. They're like, there's videos of this. They go, sir, we don't have AK-47s, and we can't ship to you another state. You have to come do a background check. The left's like, I heard you just buy machine guns. Now suddenly the left wants guns. Yeah. You got to know how to use them first, dumbasses. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, if I could say something to President Trump, I would say, look at this guy that you're relying on for information. Anthony Fauci has been there since 1985. Fauci and Francis Collins at the NIH, he's the director, and then underneath him is Fauci for infectious diseases. Look, both of them were there under Obama during Ebola. During Ebola, they were telling people 80% of the people who get Ebola are going to die. Now they're saying 80% of the people who get coronavirus are going to have mild symptoms. They never call for this kind of drastic reaction. Remember, Alex, we were covering that and we're saying, what are they doing? They're bringing people in. Look at what's happening in Dallas. They let this guy in, and he gets sick. They take him to a hospital. Two nurses.
They're flying him into Atlanta.
Yeah, they have a local official goes into the apartment. He walks around. Then he goes to he doesn't have any protective equipment. He doesn't.
But David, I'm not going to interrupt you when you get into hit people around.
Yeah.
Fauci, every time Trump gets up and says it's okay, comes up and contradicts him in front
That's
of
right.
him.
That's right.
He's another
He's
globalist.
A bureaucrat. He's a bureaucrat pushing it, and he has been there for decades. They never did this with any of these previous pandemics that were declared by the World Health Organization. This is the first time they're doing this.
And again, the real core of the globalist cult is scientists.
That's right.
And you're a scientist.
Right.
You know this. The cult is run by them.
Well, I played a clip today. The California governor comes up and he's got a parade of people in white coats that come out on the podium and then stop and stand there in their white coats before he comes out. It's an argument from authority. It's like wearing a uniform. It's like what Vindman did when he testified and he came in wearing his lieutenant.
I'm Lieutenant Colonel.
Yeah, exactly. These people are like, I'm a doctor, so shut up. And this is exactly what is happening. It's an argument from authority. It's what they've been doing with climate hysteria, and now they're doing it with corona hysteria.
We'll hit the economy when we come back. But again, people try to create a false debate between myself and others like Dr. Boyle, who I really respect, or Mike Adams, who I respect, where they think it's really worst case scenario because it is a bioweapon. You got to really worry. What is it really going to do? We don't know about gain of function, all that. And the fact that it reinfects. The issue is not that. It's not a debate with them. They're great guys. The synthetic hype of the hysteria and the end of the world crap and all that.
Do you notice what they're not calling for shut down? They're not calling for these bioweapon programs to shut down. They're not calling for the gain of function programs to shut down. It was
exactly all the level four labs. Yeah. You know, and the secret ones that go above that. Don't worry about those that are Plum Island where we got Lyme's disease.
Yeah. Right down the street.
My dad got really sick from that. One of my good friends almost died from it.
That's
they
right.
admit it's a bioweapon that a damn Nazi we hired cooked up.
That's right. Right down the street from where we were.
It's syphilis delivered through ticks.
In North Carolina, right down the street from where we were, UNC Chapel Hill, that's where they were doing research on coronavirus and bats and so forth. And we've talked about
and
that.
And sold it to the Chi-Coms.
Exactly. Well, in 2017... They came out with their research. It had supposedly been shut down in 2015. There was a lot of outrage in the scientific community. Said, "What are you doing this for?"
Yeah, guys, pull up the scientist article.
And yet, what happened was, it was another 2 years. They said, "Well, you know, we're going to first it was we're going to shut this down," and then they came out and released their research. They shut it down in 2014. They released their research in 2015. And then by 2017, they said, well, we've now made it legal again. And in the interim, you had Francis Collins, who's now the director, still the director of the NIH, saying, well, I authorized, we had a dozen of these, and I authorized half of them to continue, and one of them was that UNC Chapel Hill thing. Even though it was supposed to be shut down, they authorized it to continue.
And by the way, let me just say this. It's not a big deal, or I can pull it up on my phone. You just type in scientific debate over transfer of engineered coronavirus. There it is. Lab-made coronavirus triggers debate. The scientist. Yeah. Obama authorized it. Fauci was there. They transfer of the almost the same virus to
That's
the
right.
Chi-coms,
right.
And people are like, what are you doing? Why are you weaponizing it? Oh,
right.
We're studying it. I mean, wow. And see, they don't want a discussion about this.
That's right. That's right. They said, oh, we have to have this because we use that to make more vaccines. And it's like, yeah, problem, solution. And at the time, this was all coming up, Alex, there was all these reports, especially one reporter who worked for USA Today, Allison Young, did a series. You remember we had the anthrax, live anthrax sent through the mail, but there were a lot of other issues. Hundreds of these labs put in universities like UNC Chapel Hill. In addition to the biosafety level 3 and 4 labs, you had the National Primate Center in Tulane. They had a very deadly bacteria they're weaponizing there, got out of that biosafety level 3 lab.
Yeah, the threat is the mad scientist community cooking it up, selling it to everyone, and now using it to power grab over civilization. Let's talk about the Great Depression that is certain if Trump doesn't act now. We have the numbers. You have the numbers. We will be in a Great Depression within 3 months if we don't avert this now. Stay with us.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Listen to me very, very carefully. I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives. And they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com for X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now. Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I had one of the crew saying, hey, you didn't write the headline for the show today. I said, hey, what's the point? I said, okay, I'll give you a headline. This will be the headline on InfoWars, this live feed. America takes the Chicken Little bait. We'll enter Great Depression. Subheadline, China and globalists win. Land of the cowards and the home of the fools loses. No, but I mean, I don't say that with pleasure. The average American knows this is a hoax.
And they just don't know what to do because they're picking us off one by one.
That's how it works. So yeah. David Knight here with me, host of David Knight Show, weekday mornings, 8 a.m., lay out that we're going to have a Great Depression if Trump doesn't get this, it doesn't act now.
Well, let's put this in perspective, Alex, because in 1929, when at the end of the Roaring Twenties, when everything was cooking, the economic growth rate, or unemployment.
Why don't you start over? We had some technical issues. You start over, Roaring Twenties.
Yeah, in 1929, they had 3% unemployment, which is pretty good. That's pretty much full employment. And then after the stock market crashed, the Great Depression began. In 1930, it went up to about 9%. And then until you get into World War II, unemployment rates ran between 16, 17% and peaked at 25%. Peak of 25%. Now, what has happened in this last week? We've had a recent poll said that 18% of the people said they've already lost their job. Is that a surprise? We've got everybody afraid to call a repairman to come to their house. And you've got mayors everywhere shutting down bars and restaurants and any small business. The big businesses are going to be allowed to stay open. They're not going to have to pay any benefits if they got more than 500 employees. But if you've got less than 500 employees, small, medium enterprises are going to shut you down and they're going to burden you with extra benefits.
And that's key. The big mega corporations, they're essential infrastructure.
That's right.
They can stay open. But if you're a little gas line repair company or you're a pool repair company or you're an auto repair company, oh, you've got to shut down. You're not essential. They're making and don't worry, there's going to be government loans and government money. They're making you go on welfare.
Yeah, a big $1,000 check. That's going to make a whole lot of difference, right? And so when we look at what happened with the Great Depression, peaks at 25%, but it's kicking around between 17 and 21% for most of the Great Depression. Then when World War II begins, it started to drop a little bit. By 1942, it was about 9% or so as we began to get into the war ourselves, because it was the end of December 1941 that Pearl Harbor happened. And then as we're ramping everything up and we've got everybody working, even Rosie the Riveter, it comes down to 1%. And then as soon as the war ended in 1945, it comes back up to that 3% level again. But folks, what we're looking at right now is already an unemployment level that is at or near the peak unemployment level of the Great Depression. And we've gone from a boom economy to Great Depression level unemployment figures just by fiat, by mandate in a single week or two. And who knows how far this is
going to
go.
So we're not going to stop at 20%. We're not taking 2 years to get into depression. We're going right into one. So you've looked at the numbers. How long? I think a few months. They're even saying now recession, depression. In a few months, they can't reverse this. What does Trump do? Then we're going to go to calls.
I don't know what Trump, well, what Trump needs to do is he needs to stop panicking. I did a report last week and I said, look, they're freaking everybody out. He needs to be like George Bailey at the Savings and Loans, if you remember, It's a Wonderful Life. He needs to calm people down. And
the panicking is what will destroy you.
Exactly.
The virtue signaling, exactly, getting all into it is what's going to bring us down.
If you look at, the toilet paper.
Because you watch, in two weeks, it'll be a couple thousand dead. And they'll go, oh, the lockdown's what did that, trying to cover up the fact that they predicted all these massive deaths.
Well, the other thing about this is engineered is the statistics in terms of the how deadly the disease is.
Yeah, talk about Italy. Then we're going to go to a caller who's quarantined, Mike in New York.
Well, you know, when you look at what happened in China, right, they just last week on Friday, they said, we're going to start counting mild cases. They were not counting mild cases in the statistics. And so that means that they're only taking people who are dying or who are severely ill. And
so if you only sample the very, it's like going to a hospice and saying, 90% of the world's dying. No, those in hospice are.
That's right.
So, you don't get the math. And I always say, okay, well, show me the math where we have the variable of people that never showed up. Well, they don't have that.
If you're not counting but a tenth of the people, that means that the disease is going to look 10 times more deadly. And it's just that simple. And they started counting that on Friday. Now, in Brazil, they're saying, well, we're not going to count people who have mild cases. At the same time, they're saying 82 to 85% of the cases are going to be mild. So they're not counting that. They're inflating the danger of that. We just got information out of Italy. This is John Rappaport's article. This is a publication coming out of Italy, the Italian National Institute of Health. And they said there have only been two deaths as of last Friday associated with coronavirus. And they didn't have any other underlying or problems, health problems in addition to that. They said the average age of the people who died there was 80.3 years. And they said of those two people that they didn't know if they had any other underlying conditions there or advanced age, they said they still hadn't finished their tests on those two people. And the bottom line is that if we go back and we look at statistics again, going back to 2007, the last year that the CDC kept statistics on people dying by decade. They would do 65 to 75, 75 to 85, and then over 85. They stopped it in 2007. I think it's probably because the baby boomers are getting into that range. Nevertheless, if we go back and look at that, we would expect that in a month, you would see 146,000 people 65 and over dying. We've had 100 people die, most of them elderly. Most of these deaths, when we had 40 deaths, we're now at 100, we had 40 deaths, 22 of those were from that one home in Seattle, okay, the elderly care home. 22 of the 40 deaths were from that
very
one place.
Suspicious. David, stay right there. We got Millie Weaver coming up. Now look at these callers. Don, virus, local government, curfews, business borders are wide open. Lamar, Mike Adams and Alex Jones are both correct. China, number one enemy. Mike in New York, callers under quarantine. We're going to him next. Pending test results. Tim, company officer. We don't have numbers. Pandemic is killing. Michelle, the virus, the election 2020 5G connection, which is documented. Edgar, what's really happening? The next plan, martial law, vaccines. Matt in Nebraska, hospital forcing quarantines on nurses, medical staff. Diego, California, the virus. Mike Adams is right. New World Order. William, Oregon, pandemic will cause a new depression, worse than actual, absolutely virus. Daryl, the shutdown, the masses, order out of chaos. Chad, the virus, the coming martial law. Hell, it ain't coming, brother. When they're telling you businesses and restaurants are shut down, it's a compendium. It's a chart, like a Richter scale. It's a scale, and I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, we're like a 6, man.
Yeah.
You know, tanks in the streets are like a 7. People being shot in firing squads is a 10. I mean, this is not good.
No. And what we have now, I was making fun of Romney for embracing AOC's universal basic income of $1,000. Here's $1,000. Is that going
to
really help?
And now Trump's getting ready to do it.
Now Trump's going to do it. They're getting all of their agenda pushed through here. They've been preparing you psychologically with the climate hysteria, and you didn't believe it, but you keep hearing this, we're all going to die, and here's things that we have to
adopt. Oh, and they're also saying it's good we're dying. The left is celebrating it. Hope it hurts Trump. Hope it hurts Christians. Hope it hurts America. And then Trump hasn't done enough, so then he stampedes and does more. I got to tell you, this is sophisticated, ladies and gentlemen, because I saw one level, hey, they're going to set Trump up, didn't do enough. So I'm like, Trump, do something, and then he starts overreacting, kills the economy.
We're going to take your phone calls. Millie Weaver's coming up. We got Dr. Francis Boyle coming on as well, but I got to get these calls. These callers look amazing. David Knight, keep riding shotgun with us as well if you can.
Sure.
Infowars.com is standing for truth. Infowars.com/show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It was like a bad dream 7 weeks ago. The ghost cities in China that then spread to Europe. And now San Francisco is a ghost city. And we see fights and brawls taking place over toilet paper. People don't need toilet paper to survive, but people do need high-quality water filtration, and they need high-quality supplementation by products like DNA Force Plus, X2, and X3, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and of course, our high-quality silver gargle products and super silver toothpaste that has the nano silver tea tree oil, and of course, iodine as well. There are so many other amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com ready to ship. Our shipping department is getting every order out within 24 hours and shipping it directly to your door. So get prepared and get ready now with things you really need at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock. It's a beautiful world outside, but inside the halls of government, inside the corridors of the mega corporations and tyrannical regimes like China and the Communist Party that runs it, there is a raw desire for power and control over people. And now we learn from an MIT tipster. We even got the documents and were able to search them and then discover that it was accurate information, actually in the public domain, that Bill and Melinda Gates are preparing an embedded digital tattoo under your skin to show that you're not infected with coronavirus so you can travel and buy and sell. The Mark of the Beast, 666, is here.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we told you Trump would activate FEMA in a national emergency. He just activated a nationwide emergency for the first time in decades. Every region at highest level Maximum Alert, a new InfoWars.com story. We have loaded phone lines. We have Millie Weaver. We're getting on the line. We have David Knight riding shotgun. We have Francis Boyle, who's great. But I move back a little bit in the next hour to get to your calls. This is just moving so incredibly fast. Truck drivers press on to stop shortages amid coronavirus. Yeah, it's not those driverless cars saving us. Trump using racist rhetoric to distract from coronavirus response failure. They're trying to use that against Trump. It is incredible.
They're going to leave him holding the bag once this greater depression kicks in. And it is going to be greater than 50% because that's what they've been talking about for the longest time. That's why they wanted universal basic income.
That's a depression.
Yeah. You've got papers in the U.S., but especially South Korea. They're saying, look, we're going to have 60 to 70% unemployment for doctors and for lawyers. Not blue collar workers. I mean, this is going through every strata of
But don't worry, they'll have lots of microchips and a new implantable tattoo that saves you.
Yeah.
Incredible. It's all on InfoWars.com, folks. The only way we beat this is you spread the links. It's now a total war. NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Band.video. Share those links. I want to go to Millie Weaver here in a moment. We've got to get a few of these calls in. Let's go to Mike in New York. Caller is under quarantine pending test results. Wow. Tell us what's going on, Mike.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to be a little slow and a little soft because I am having some lung problems, and lately conversation really brings that out. So I've been in quarantine since Saturday, and getting a test result up here is you practically have to beg in order to get a test. And what I was told from my local public health is that if you don't have a fever, then they're not going to test you. So basically, you got to be circling the drain in order to even get a test around.
That's
here.
Absolutely true. That's in the guidelines. You got to have like 101 plus. You got to have trouble breathing. You have to be unable to speak for a minute, coughing what, 4 times?
Correct. So I believe that I have maybe a mutation of this because I absolutely have no fever at all. I have none of the face congestion. I don't have anything coming up.
Some people don't get fevers that happen.
Right.
And one's denying it's not a bizarre bioweapon, but I think it's a panic weapon, David.
Mike, let me tell you something. I covered this morning. There's an article, a couple of articles talking about the fact that Australia, China, South Korea have found a malaria drug that has been used in the past. It's very cheap now because it's no longer patented. And I forget exactly what the name is. You can search it yourself. But they found that that's very effective. There's also HIV drug they found to be effective, but that, of course, is still under patent, so it's expensive. It's difficult to get. But this malaria drug, they said, is very effective at this. That's why, you know, it's there's other things that you can do other than relying on.
That's right. A lot of the hospitals aren't even talking about that because they want to be as bad as possible. Mike, what else did you want to add?
I also want to say that I do have a friend who delivers for Walmart. He drives a tractor trailer, and he's currently saying he's in South Carolina, and he's currently saying that he's having trouble even getting his truck loaded because none of the workers are going into the warehouse to even go to work.
And Mike, I'm glad you brought this up. I told listeners this, and I'm going to explain this again to everybody. People are all leaving; they're panicking, and in a just-in-time economy, that will cause a depression like that.
Yeah,
and so it is a plug. We have a warehouse. We have trucks that come and get it. But you need to get your orders in now for supplements that boost your body's response. It's now time to take action. But 99% of those who died had virus, had other illnesses, Italy says. That's even Bloomberg. So Rappaport was reporting that a couple days ago.
That's right.
But now there's Bloomberg confirming Rappaport's report.
Yeah.
So, again, this is a massive psyop, folks. It doesn't mean it's not a bioweapon. It doesn't mean it's not man-made, but it just means exactly. The truck drivers are powering through. They're not cowards. I'm not kissing their ass. It's true.
We have a lot of old people die in Italy. Average age, 80.3 years. And so we got to shut down Italy, shut down the entire...
Rappaport had that out 2 days ago.
That's right.
You covered it this morning. Now it's in Bloomberg.
That's right.
So, again, I'm not trying to... Folks, this is a psyop. Anything else, Mike?
Honestly, I'm really grateful to you guys because it's because of you and Mike Adams that I was able to have my mother get prepared, a couple of friends get prepared, and, you know, without me sounding the warning that you gave, they would be totally, they'd be in a bad situation.
Thank you, Mike. In fact, let me explain this paradox.
because I'm getting a lot of emails, a lot of calls about, hey, you don't like Mike Adams? No, Mike, I think he's coming on Friday. He's invited on. He thinks the most extreme version, he's been very accurate so far, that it would create a huge panic and all that. So we've been, we were here saying this is going to be a big economic hysteria event. And this is a man-made bioweapon. So we're very concerned. I've definitely boosted my own deal, more ammo, more food, telling my wife and kids, please try to stay home as much as possible. But now the panic, it's kind of like when you get the Spanish flu. It's the autoimmune response that would kill you, not the flu. And so it's like our response is what's killing us, David.
Well, and the other thing, Alex, is that I'm a libertarian. I believe in free markets. I think that an open and free economy can respond to this better than a centralized command and control economy. No, they can't fix the economy because it's the Federal Reserve that created the bubbles, the quantitative easing of throwing in $500 billion a year.
And now they're going to just lock everybody down. It's going to cause a depression.
It is.
Trump's been set up.
It is.
And
he's going to get all the blame. They've been blaming him, and now they're going to give him the blame when he follows their advice.
Unbelievable. All right, we're going to get to everybody. Everybody hold him. We're going to get to you. Millie Weaver, bringing her in. She'll ride shotgun with us now. Millie, I've got a lot of questions, a lot to talk to you about. I've been wanting to get you on for a few days. I remember you 2 years ago saying your intel sources set a bio attack to bring down the U.S. economy, shut down the media. I know you've got a lot of great sources. You've been to the White House. I mean, I know it. You're amazing. What is your, in the 3 minutes we have to break, your just most important thing you want to say here?
Okay, so if you remember when I broke that story to you, Alex, about how my source was talking about an impending bioweapon attack being in the back channels and the chatter, I also mentioned Facebook ID and how we were going to be moving to digital IDs. And digital ID is actually going to play a huge role because when you have a crisis situation, right, don't let a crisis go to waste. You use that situation to usher in more totalitarian governances, laws, regulations, just like they did with 9/11 to usher in the Patriot Act. Notice right now you have the Patriot Act, the sunset clause of the 215 section that allowed for a lot of the FISA abuses and spying on American people that just sunsetted March 15th. And you have this battle going on throughout Congress and the Senate, all of these Rhino Republicans and Democrats trying to get through more legislation that will allow for spying on the American people. And then you have people like Rand Paul and Mike Lee speaking out against it, saying they're going to filibuster it. So there's this battle going on right now over our rights to not be spied on. But also in the background, there is a new system, the ID 2020 system, or the Real ID Act, that comes into effect October 1st, 2020. Okay, this is very important because if you actually research into this new ID system, when you go to the driver's license, they're now going to take a picture. It's going to facial scan you and put you into a system where you're essentially going to have this digital ID. And this is being implemented all across the world right now. There are many other countries implementing
There's a globalist police state update. And so, as David was saying, as you're saying, all their agendas are pushed through with this. Is that what you're saying,
Millie? Yes, I mean, there's a shift happening right now is what I'm telling you. I mean, if you look at ID for Africa, they're already implementing these digital IDs in Africa. And one of the requirements now that they're having for their citizens who don't have constitutional protections is they're requiring people to have vaccination certificates, which then is attached onto their digital ID. And it's an e-document to allow them to leave or enter the country and to be able to enter certain public settings.
Exactly. So it's about medical tyranny, forced inoculation, and gun confiscation. This is the takeover we're witnessing right now.
Exactly. That's why we're seeing everyone being ushered into quarantines. So the real question is, are we not going to be allowed back out into the public until we all get on these real IDs and we all accept these vaccinations that they're rushing through right now to get?
And then it's an actual emergency when you have a convulsion and die. It's okay because the drag queen story time is taking place after you're dead with your children. We'll be right back with Millie Weaver, your phone calls, and David Knight. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Listen to me very, very carefully. I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives. And they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com for X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a public service announcement. InfoWars, as of today, is now suspending storable food sales. We still have storable food. We're able to package all the storable food and get it to everybody that ordered it. Most of you have already gotten your food. But the reason I'm making this announcement is all the other major food suppliers were sold out over a month ago, as we first reported to you, but they lied to you and they took your money. Well, we know for a fact they're still taking everybody's money, even though the food has all been sold out. The basic ingredients for storable food is gone. All the big box stores are paying way over normal prices to buy up what's left. And so anybody telling you that they have storable food is lying to you. The good news is everyone that ordered at InfoWarsStore.com has already gotten it. Or if you ordered recently, we have the food that's being packaged and you will get it. But as of now, we are suspending all new food sales at InfoWarsStore.com. We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock. Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones here back live. David Knight in studio with me. Millie Weaver remoting in. Your calls. Dr. Francis Boyle coming up to give us the latest. Author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law. I want to go to the callers. I want to get start working these callers in here. I'm going to say this. This virus is really communicable in the hysteria it's created. And when you see the public being tested like this, and you see these lockdowns expanding, and you know the response is going to be a global depression, this is the global state wanting to kill the economy to make us submit to it and be dependent. And I think that's really the final equation. Now the answer is getting the truth out about that and pointing that out. I'm going to ask Millie and I'm going to ask David their take on what Trump should do in a moment. But let's start getting to some of these calls. Let's talk to Matt in Nebraska. Says hospitals forcing quarantines on nurses and medical staff. Tell us about that, Matt.
Yeah, I heard from a mom that has a friend that works at David City, Nebraska, that are making nurses and medical staff sign a thing saying if you drive past 60 miles, you're automatically 14-day quarantine because of the outbreaks in Omaha or in Lincoln. And, I mean, now these nurses are supposed to go get food and stores and all that. And then another point, the Hong Kong has already put out a press release for your COVID-19 bracelet. So they're already ahead of the ball game. That's all I got to say.
So Hong Kong has people wearing the bracelets that David broke.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, it's going out.
What's your bottom line take on this, Matt? I just cannot believe the way so many people are buying into the hysteria.
I'm a truck driver in Nebraska, and all the local docks and warehouses are having the truck drivers not go check in. They got to call in first, and it's all a panic. I mean, there's bars in Nebraska that in my town that used to have like 50 or 60 people. They're listening to the governor's restrictions to having only 10. I've never seen that bar that, especially during a weekday after everybody got off work, there's only 10 people there. They're following procedures, and it's going to come down to what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. The globalists are going to only do more of this now because we're acting like good little slaves. Thank you, Matt. Millie, what do you think Trump should do?
Well, you know, I think it's interesting they brought up these bracelets in China, though, how they're already going to say, oh, you've been pre-screened. That's interesting because that's what they're moving towards, being able to put everyone's health records up into digital form. That digital form can be put on your biometrics in your real ID. And essentially, you could just scan your ID and find out whether or not you've been pre-screened and whether or not you're allowed in certain areas. I mean, as far as Trump goes, I think that he's trying to do his best right now to just keep the economy from crashing. And I don't think that he's aware of
this. At first, I was
plan.
Like, you need to respond more because they're setting you up with it. But I wasn't even thinking third, fourth dimensional there, because then clearly once he did that, now they've got him where he's got to do everything they want.
Exactly. And the other thing is, though, is he is trying to take a stand. He did tweet out just the other day, you know, basically saying that he was going to veto the FISA bills if they try to push him through. So he's trying to take a stand against this encroachment on Americans' rights and privacy rights. And they're using this crisis, this virus, to scare everyone into giving up our rights.
And that's totally
that's the
clear.
Bottom line.
It's all across the board. In fact, what are the agendas they're getting, David? You already listed a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, universal basic income, we have to replace. Look, when Bloomberg got into so much criticism because of what he said about farmers. What he was saying in full context was he said we've had an agricultural society, then we replace that with an industrial revolution. But right now, those of us who are smart like me, we're working on ways to put all these people out of work. And what we have to figure out is how we're going to keep them from taking guillotines to us. That was his words, guillotines.
And so they know the pedophilia is coming out, exactly. The globalism's coming out.
So you gotta keep people
afraid to move. They just shut the economy off using their financial power.
That's right.
And change our perspective to survival instead of removing them.
Here's what Trump needs to do. He needs to get some films of Winston Churchill. In 1939, when their backs were against the wall, they had impossible odds. That's where you get that sign, 1939, keep calm, carry on. But there was another sign, Alex, and it said, freedom is in peril. Defend it with all your might. These people were not concerned about their lives as much as they were about their liberty.
Yes,
and look,
got,
we're not going to make it through this if we shut the economy down.
1,000 bombers a night bombing you.
Yeah.
And tens of thousands dying a night. And
right.
It went from 10% supporting the war to 99%.
That's right.
So who are, we're not like these people. Like, our ancestors, when they got attacked, got meaner and tougher.
That's right.
They didn't
right.
go, oh, let me roll over and piss all over myself.
That's right. And C.S. Lewis, I talked about this today. He lived through that in the atomic age. He said, what do we do now? He said, if you are focused on survival, you will not survive as a society, as a culture, as a nation. You have to understand that there are more important things than your individual survival. And if you will trade your liberty for freedom, you will never achieve that.
When you're willing to die for freedom, you've right. got an incredibly free society because you've got a bunch of people who don't take crap. But right. when you're all a bunch of jellyfish, you go, this is a test, folks.
Yeah.
Sure is this. Everybody wanting to avoid bioweapons, this was a released bioweapon.
Yep.
And now if you take the bait and grovel and they get power out of it, you're going to have bioweapons all the time. They're going to get a lot worse.
And more importantly, it's a psycho war as well.
It's a psychological war. It's a total psyop. Let's take another call here. Who's been holding the longest here? That would be Chad in Washington. The virus, the coming martial law. Hell, we're already in it, brother. We're already in the boiling pot.
Yeah, absolutely we are. Thanks for taking my call today. First of all, I'm just wondering how much more bad moves Trump needs to make for you to quit being an apologist for him. He's working with Andrew Yang's campaign and his people for the universal income that they're proposing. He's always tricked by the deep state, right? But he's a mega genius and he only hires the best. No, he's still in the swamp, making it deeper. He will start door-to-door gun confiscation, martial law, like Katrina. There will be FEMA.
You know, here's the funny thing. You keep saying that I'm behind the curve. I'm the guy that popularized that martial law was coming using bioweapons attacks in the last 26 years. I don't think anybody denies that. Our credibility in stocks gone straight up. Our audience is 10 times whatever it was despite the bans. We just exploded. Okay. And I saw the globalists legitimately go after Trump, legitimately go after me when I supported him at a level never before seen. So I'm like, oh, I'm under attack. I should support this guy. I've got big problems with some of the stuff Trump does. But I happen to know some people that advise him, and he's trying to balance this. So we're here criticizing some of the stuff he's doing, but it doesn't mean we think he's a bad guy. So let's just move on from I'm an idiot. Okay, I don't know anything. Instead of talking about I don't know anything, Chad, enlighten us, sir.
Yeah, like I said, he's going to start the door-to-door gun confiscation. That's happening. Martial law's next. There's going to be FEMA camps. It's going to be just like Katrina, taking the guns in the high and dry areas. We're going to have the ultimate tracking system, like Millie Weaver brought up. It's going to be the Real ID 2020. Trump is behind this all. He signed executive orders to institute AI in all sectors across our country. Okay? He's the one.
Sure. You understand Millie Weaver's part of InfoWars. You calling in is part of InfoWars. So when you say InfoWars isn't saying this, you're on air saying this, sir. I want to be clear that, you know, people are on the show yesterday and they're like, InfoWars is saying nothing bad is happening. And I'm like, you're on InfoWars. You're InfoWars. We're just having a big discussion here.
I just said what Trump should say. And let me tell you what, I don't think Trump's going to do that. I don't think Trump is going to act like Winston Churchill. Let me tell you, we don't have a savior in Washington. We need to do this ourselves. That's part of growing up and learning to be responsible and fighting for our freedoms. We organize at the local level. Liberty is never going to be handed to us. We're going to have to take it. And that means we're going to have to start organizing on the local level. You get people to set up sanctuary cities, not just for the Second Amendment, but for all of the amendments and the Constitution.
I'm tempted to like say I'm going to the park and I'm hosting a gathering. Just to say,
yellow
vest
movement.
The virus might be deadly. I'm not going to live in this fear.
That's right. This weekend, you had the people in France, the yellow vests showed up in public, even though they told them not to. They've been doing this, I don't know, 60, 70, 80 weeks they've been doing this. Why? Because they were going to shut them down. They were going to use...
That's right. The globalists are on their heels everywhere.
That's right.
And that's why they tried to force Trump to stampede. He didn't have enough... I said respond in rhetoric, not in action, so they can't blame him. And then now I think he's starting to go too far the other direction. All right, Chad, I really appreciate your call. Millie Weaver, going to break. Stay with us. What is your take on what you just heard?
Well, basically, my sources have said that the plan was to impeach Trump, right? And they fully thought that that was going to go through. So what we're seeing right now took a lot of back energy and time to plan out.
They were already planning this once Trump was taken out so we wouldn't riot with him being taken out. Bingo.
And they were going to round us up and put us in the camps after Trump was taken out. Okay, so this is all now coming into motion now. Okay, but Trump is still in power, and thank God for that.
Yes.
But you have to understand, Trump is not orchestrating this. He's not some mastermind behind this. He's doing his best right now to keep the economy from crashing. And yes, there is a real virus out there, but the risk to yourself is really low. It's mostly going to hurt old people and the people who are immunocompromised.
Millie, stay there. You're going to have the floor. Millie, I got hardcore chills when you just talked because I was meaning to say that today on the air. Clearly, everything they're doing is 6 months a year behind. That's why they had the Roger Stone trial, the attacks on Trump all lined up. That failed. So they're still running operations that were already set. That's how they were going to keep Americans from revolting once Trump was taken out, was the virus. That's why it was all exactly. That is the truth, what you just heard.
It's all over the news. It's being announced by politicians from Germany and the United States. Thank God coronavirus is here. Thank God it's going to kill the old people. Thank the heavens that we're going to depopulate the planet because humanity is horrible. Humanity is evil. All the Hollywood movies, all the propaganda, all the UN statements, all the Ted Turner and Prince Philip garbage.
saying that they want to use a deadly virus to depopulate and to control the population. And now it's here, and they want to lock down society and are licking their lips and saying Trump isn't doing enough. What a sickening, in-your-face declaration of war against humanity by these control freaks who think it's their right to put fluoride in the water, give us toxic vaccines, openly dumb us down, and then when we resist, call us terrorists and conspiracy theorists when they're publicly admitting their plan to exterminate everyone. It's time to expose these scum.
There can no longer be any doubt. The globalists have orchestrated this entire crisis. But it's not a hoax. The virus is real, and the panic it's creating is on a scale never before seen. It is said in the Bible that the wicked flee when none pursue. But the wicked really run for their lives when something real is killing people silently and quietly. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to pray. It's time to seek God's face. It's time to repent for the 64 million abortions in America and the 400 million abortions in communist China and for all of the Satanism and all of the pedophilia and all of the corruption. Or God is going to continue to allow the globalist to judge us for him. That's right. God is lifting the hedge of protection away from the people and allowing Satan and his armies to have their will with the people.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Emergency Powers Act. We'll talk about that next segment. Ellie Weaver's here with us. I'm going to get to all your calls. I'm hosting the fourth hour today. Ladies and gentlemen, Don, Lamar, Tony, Tim, Michelle, Edgar, Wesley, Diego, William, Daryl. I'm getting to all of you. David Knight's here. Millie, repeat what you just said from your sources and research. That is dead on from my research of Trump. Is he's a guy we put in there. He's pragmatic. He's pro-America. He's got a lot of the military behind him, a lot of patriots. There's a civil war in the government. And everything they're doing is 6 months to a year old. He was supposed to be gone now. We wondered how they would try to tamp down the American people. It's with a virus scare to make us forget they just removed a president. But instead, he's still there. This is amazing. Millie Weaver.
Exactly. That was the plan. I mean, they planned this out in advance. He was supposed to be gone. They were then going to roll out, oh, a bioweapon and get everyone quarantined, fully usher in all their ID AI systems, try to do what they could to control everyone. So right now, what they're actually doing is they are trying to tank the economy. It's still rolling out as was planned, but now Trump is in power and the whole idea here is let's tank the economy. Let's wreck everything. Let's overburden the medical system. Let's make it look bad for Trump because we have not a chance in hell at winning in 2020. So they're trying to do a coup against Trump at the moment. But remember, this is also to try to re-invoke FISA because they need a state of emergency in order to justify spying on the American people further. So what's happened? Pay attention. FISA has sunsetted the 215 clause from the Patriot Act. They can't spy on Trump anymore. They can't spy on American people anymore. But guess what? Because we have these states of emergencies and martial law type scenarios going on, Trump and Space Command can survey. They can spy on the deep state. So we have a situation here where Trump is taking advantage of the crisis that they created to further go up against the deep state. And
well,
now
let me say what
adds
credence to that. We got a call from Zach Voorhees a few days ago. I looked it up. You type in Alex Jones, InfoWars, vaccines. All the original top links have gone back to when Google actually worked. YouTube is still broken and has fixed results across the board. But suddenly there's all these Google resignations of top executives. That adds a lot of credence to this, Millie.
Yeah, and I'm not going to give too much information on this right now because I will be doing a report on it in the future. But right now there are over 150,000 sealed indictments right now.
Well, we've been hearing America. About that. We've been hearing about that Q stuff for forever. I mean, is that Q stuff you're talking about? Or
I mean, all I'm saying is my sources know that there are 150,000 sealed indictments in America, and Trump is using this crisis situation to go after the deep state.
Okay.
I mean, the tables have turned. They can't spy on him anymore. Okay, the clause has sunsetted, but he can now spy on the deep state because of these martial law emergency.
Well, in my experience, the way they built it is, William Benning exposed this, you don't know who gets into the NSA database, which is open for hacking, so they can all use it and then leave themselves back doors, like Frodo, you know, sneaking into the dragon's lair to get the gold. I think they're just a wide open mess.
Oh yeah, and look, just 2 weeks ago, March 5th, you had the story that surfaced, and it was widely reported on the Drudge Report. A company called Babel Streets, and they have a app called Locate X, and they said, oh, look, we've got a lot of law enforcement entities that have this. They can basically draw a geofence around an area, and then if you go into that defined area, they have given themselves the ability to scrape all of your travel history off of your phone. And so this is, now they're talking about this, and yeah, we got to do this as a preemptive thing to protect everybody.
And that's what China did. So this it's all been tested in China. Now they're exporting it here.
Beta tested. Yep. And shutting everything down was beta tested.
All right, Millie Weaver, amazing job. David Knight, thank you so much. We're going to come back and take a few calls. But Millie, I wanted to give you a chance. How do people find band.video? All your stuff's there too, but you're also Millennium Millie, still on YouTube, Twitter. How do folks follow your amazing work?
Well, you guys can go to Millennial Millie on YouTube, Millie underscore Weaver on Twitter, or MillennialMillie.com. I'm going to be doing a video today uploading it more on this. So please go
ahead.
All
right. Well, we're glad you're not panicking. Again, we're saying the virus could be deadly. It's got some problems. We're just not going to run around like chickens with our heads cut off, hopping around, jumping off cliffs. I'm sorry. It's just not the American way. We shall fight on to the end. We shall never surrender. Be right back.
InfoWars has had to suspend all new food sales because the supply chain has collapsed. This is a system-wide problem, and this country is facing a new depression unless Trump and the American people work together to develop a plan to expose this globalist operation. That said, people are calling and saying, we wish you had the supplements in stock. We wish that wasn't sold out. They've confused that with the food. Everything we advertise, everything we sell, we have in stock, and we are only one day behind in shipping. That means if you order on a Monday, it's shipping out on a Wednesday. And that's just as of today. Most days, we are up to the day shipping, meaning you order that day in the morning. A lot of times, it ships out that afternoon. We have everything in stock that is so good to boost your overall defense against what's going on.
All right, I want to go to a lot of calls this segment with a brief comment by myself or David Knight here. Again, Alex Jones, broadcasting worldwide. Let's go to Tim in Illinois. Thanks for holding, Tim. You're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks, Dave. I'm glad you guys brought up Bill and Melinda Gates, the same ones that had the Event 201 at Johns Hopkins in 2019, where coronavirus just happened to disable the United States.
Oh, they even want us to know who did it. I mean, Obama transfers it in 2015. They have all these TV shows coming out, Finance from Bill and Melinda Gates, about a massive pandemic 2020. They have a tabletop exercise with 65 million dead 4 months ago when we know the virus is now already live. This is ridiculous. What do you think's going on?
Well, here's what I think's going on. I happen to be a company officer at the largest fire department in the Midwest, you know, over 20 years. And I was very concerned about this weeks ago because I've got children and you have to bury your kid. So I really followed this weeks ago. And it's been a community. You take Mike Adams. I like Mike Adams a lot, but I think he's panicking right now with his own numbers because he stated people that don't realize
you know, sir, unfortunately, your phone is breaking up. I know you've been holding a long time. Try to get to a better spot. I'll come back to you next, Tim. Don't hang up. Let's go ahead and take another call. Who's been holding the longest here? That would be Don in Texas and then Lamar. Don, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Alex? I appreciate everything you are doing, so I'll try to make it quick, but it looks like Millie Weaver is right on target, and not just her, it's just both you guys bouncing back off each other, which has kind of gave me some more confirmation on what's really going on here, and it's really a setup. It's almost like Trump's been checkmate, but not quite yet.
No, I agree. Well, 2 weeks ago, he looked like he was dying. Now he's got his confidence back, which means I've always learned when Trump really looks sick
He's pissed that he's losing. Now he looks like he's back on his. I mean, I really learned to like watch how Trump looks.
Right. Well, the thing is, we're being set up for a true invasion, and they may be 2-4 years out, because that's the kind of thing that's holding us back is Trump. And just like you said, how you're like, hey, I think I'm going to go set up a group outside and see what they tell me. Well, that's what other people are thinking, too. What happens if I open my barbershop? What happens if I go to church? What happens if we gather? Are they going to prosecute us? Who's going to enforce that? And once, I mean, the basic way to invade people, because they're not going to destroy us. If they destroyed us, they'd use the nuke. They need our land. And obviously,
they need to divide us.
Exactly. They need our people, too. And if this is can control us to teach us to stay inside, they don't have to kill everybody, but they can truly invade us when we're
And then drones, the robot army flies around barking orders. The robot invasion's already beta tested. They're showing you robots are going to come with weapons and tell you what to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, autonomous killing machines.
And this isn't episode one of Star Wars. This is happening.
Basically, if you look at the ethics of a bioweapon, it's the same as having an autonomous killing robot or drone or submarine. I mean, it's the same thing. Just, you know, let it go and make the determination of who it's going to kill.
It's a self-determining, operation. Yeah, exactly.
Just eradicate humanity. Yeah.
Great points. What else, Don?
No, that's it, man. It's all a setup, and you guys are right on target. So if you just keep up hot shows like this, I know the president's listening. People are listening. People are going to start to see the veil come off, and people are going to open their businesses. And then there's going to be that conflict, and hopefully people do the right thing, which is to stick to what we've always stuck to, which is freedom here in America.
Well, this is totally surreal that we're still on air. They tried to take us out, and they're doing all this, and it's so obvious they're doing it. And it's just showing us the wheat from the chaff, the men from the boys, and it's just going to get more insane. This is it. I mean, and the Antichrist and the world government and a digital tattoo that, like you said, David, off air, talking to folks that are, it's much worse than just a shot. It's just, it's like a whole bunch of shots making this digital tattoo in your skin, merging with you. It's not just a chip within you. It's your skin. You'd have to cut out a huge lump of skin.
Yeah.
It's so satanic.
And it was 16 times more effective at delivering the DNA vaccine that they were working on even 12 years ago, 2008, when they were talking about it. And now, you know, they've got proof of concept out there with Bill Gates.
And God knows what they're adding in there, the Trojan horses.
Yeah.
Everything they give you has a Trojan horse. Thank you, Don. Unbelievable. Let's see if the caller, Tim in Illinois' phone, is better. Tim, go ahead and start over. You're run a major fire company. Fire departments get a lot of intel. You've been paying attention to this for a while. What do you think's going on?
Well, I was looking at the numbers, and if it's supposed to double every 3 to 6 days, and it was in community, I was really watching this. I was upset when the CDC dropped the numbers off their website 2.5 weeks ago. The only index we have right is deaths. So even if we had just 1,000 people that were infected when it was in community, you know, if you do the progression, with a 2% kill rate and a 15 to 20% kill rate without hospitalization. Where's
that? Right, I tried, Tim. I appreciate your call. It's just not working.
Okay. Well, let's understand that 2% kill rate is because they're not counting mild cases. And the 15% death rate, the worst case that we've seen, is for people that are over 80, even in the 70s.
Yeah, their pool is right. From
yeah.
People that are deathly ill and old.
That's right.
And the boomers. The left is celebrating getting rid of old people just to tell how sick they are.
It's going to make Social Security solvent.
And the left is never held responsible for hoping everything fails, hoping old people die. They're just a bunch of idiots. Hey, dumbasses, you're going to be old soon, too. They love bullying babies, old people.
Yeah.
They're just the scum of the earth.
Yeah.
Lamar in Alabama, you're on the air with David Knight and Alex Jones. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex and David. Good to talk to you guys. Hey, so I think Tim was kind of onto something there, but what he brings up is what concerns, you know, the average person. And so the average person is looking at the death rate, and that's what Mike Adams is looking at. So, you know, I'm looking at this very methodically. It's something I used to do in my former life. And so I try to envision, okay, what could be happening that makes Alex right and Adams, Mike Adams right? And if you imagine a scenario where there was not a single point of origin in Wuhan for the virus, but it's actually being seeded.
Of course it is.
Then you can imagine how all sides could be correct at the same time.
And it's
time.
Being seeded in leftist areas so they can take full advantage of it, the clampdown, and getting the emergency funds.
Or anywhere that, that people decide that they don't want to obey the authorities. So if you were to go have your group meeting, you can expect that, you know, if you have 500 people show up, you're going to suddenly have an outbreak. It, you know, and so that's how they can control the numbers.
Just like that's that church they called a cult in South Korea.
Yeah. Right. And understand, if they were to come in, and we saw this in Virginia, they said, we're going to take the guns. And you had small town sheriffs and mayors and so forth saying, no, you're not. But now this is an invisible enemy. And all we have are people in white coats arguing from their degrees and their statistics. And we can't check their assumptions, except we just found out that the Chinese were rigging the statistics to make it look more deadly. They just changed it as of last week. And so I said, look at that. We've had an explosion in the number of cases, and yet they were keeping the number of cases lower so they could make it look more deadly.
Exactly. Assumptions. Let's concede that and say, okay, you can have your assumptions. Then how come nobody's asking President Trump, why is China now in a post-virus posture? They're all going back to work.
That's
how
right.
can we be told that we have to accept losing a couple million people, you know, for this virus when they're going back to work? It doesn't add up.
It's a much lower death rate. I'm concerned about the reinfection. It is man-made, and they could use other viruses or other strains out there. So I think it's important to be concerned, but I'm just telling you, all the scripting, brother, all the coordination, it's staged. It's as phony as a $3 bill. The response is the real threat. The hysteria is the threat. What do you think, Lamar?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let's concede that they have their numbers, okay, and give them that. But then we have to ask what some of us were asking. Well, are you saying that the doctors and nurses in Italy, for instance, are not telling the truth? Well, of course they are, because the virus was seeded there. But that doesn't mean that those numbers are true globally on a global spectrum. So it's kind of like a chameleon. It depends on what point in time you look at.
Well, sure, they can also have a lab-made virus that mutates into something being harmless quickly. So you release it, know it's going to hit your people. And I mean, tell you, the whole thing stinks to high heaven. Great points, Lamar. David Knight, you host your powerful David Knight transmission, 8 a.m. weekday mornings. And folks love tuning in to it. People can subscribe to the free podcast or listen live, Infowars.com/show, or the David Knight section on band.video. Really great reports to share with everybody. David, thanks for coming in, buddy.
Thank you, Alex.
We're shaking hands.
Yeah, that's right.
We're not living on our knees in fear. Because, hey, we fear God that can kill the soul, not the body, not old Beelzebub. More calls coming up. Dr. Francis Boyle with his latest analysis and more straight ahead.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
InfoWars has most of our high-quality supplements in stock
in our warehouse ready to ship to you within days of your order. Don't go to the stores and battle zombies over toilet paper and things that don't matter. Get things that you and your family need. I'll tell you how I'm boosting my defense. DNA Force Plus is incredible with PQQ, CoQ10. Look into that for yourself. And we have all the high-quality silver products as well in stock, but for a limited time. And then we've got the ultimate turmeric formula, Bodies. Look into what that does with 95% curcuminoid, and the list goes on and on. VasoBeats, back in stock. Oh, and by the way, we haven't raised prices to retail during this crisis. We've kept it all at 40% off until it sells out. Check out all these bestsellers and prepare yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com. One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it, it takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. Francis Boyle is not at his Illinois University job, where he's a law professor, and he's the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law that became World Treaty. No, he's at home. His university is closed. Look at this. Orange County outlaws all public and private gatherings of any number. Look, I respect Dr. Boyle. We've had a lot of different views on here. He first helped expose with others, the major university studies, that it was a man-made virus. Now the communist Chinese are trying to blame the United States. But the fact is that the left is gleeful over shutting down the economy using this and getting people dependent. And the universal income 2000 from Trump, all of it, it advances so many agendas. Bill and Melinda Gates want this digital tattoo, but he always wants to cover new information. But it's important to recap the old, but I'll let him go wherever he wants up front. But first, these two clips. Trump just finished 30 minutes ago his press conference. Nationwide total FEMA emergency. I don't think it's ever happened, actually, since FEMA got set up in 79 by Jimmy Carter. I looked it up. It says it hasn't. So this is martial law. Now, it's the degrees of it, we're at about a 3 or 4. It's going into 5 or 6 very quickly, in my view. We'll see if Dr. Boyle disagrees with that, on that. He's an expert on things like martial law, knowing international and national law. But let's go ahead and play the president. Here is the president.
We'll be invoking the Defense Production Act just in case we need it. In other words, I think you all know what it is, and it can do a lot of good things if we need it. And we will have it all completed, signing it in just a little while, right after I'm finished with this conference. I'll be signing it. It's prepared to go. So we will be invoking the Defense Production Act. Last week, I signed an emergency declaration under the Stafford Act, which, as you know, we invoked previously, and which activated FEMA's National Response Coordination Center. FEMA now is fully engaged at the highest levels.
By the way, we're going to talk to Boyle here in a moment. There's a whole other area to this. I said Trump should declare a national emergency a year ago to end Obama's national emergency that put deep state operatives in
that actually set up bureaus that countered independent media and ran the censorship. I mean, that wasn't me just saying it. It's in U.S. government documents. They actually listened. They're now removing the heads of Google very quietly, and suddenly the Google search results are back to normal. YouTube isn't yet. So, folks, we are not in Kansas anymore in any way. And if I tell you I think the virus is a hoax, no, I don't think that. I think the hype to hurt the economy is a hoax. I do think there should be some controls, and I agree with Dr. Boyle, that it is a serious virus. So I'm going to give him the floor on what he thinks is happening and unfolding, and then we'll come back and play the clip where Trump says China is blaming us, so I have to say it's a Chinese virus. He's totally right about that. So, Dr. Boyle, we got 5-6 minutes to break. Thank you for joining us. I see you're there at home. You might just boil down your thoughts now, and we'll get into more detail when we come back. But thanks for being here.
Thank you, Alex. Yes, I listened to the president's press conference today, and my reaction is this, that he is correct. We are at war with an offensive biological warfare weapon. And so we have to treat it accordingly. I believe this is simply, if you listen to the press conference last week by Dr. Birx, she publicly admitted that until last week, they were operating on the basis that this was just like the flu virus. Well, that's preposterous because, as you know, I have publicly identified this as an offensive biological warfare weapon as early as January 24.
Doctor, we're going to walk through that again. I don't mean to interrupt, but just you're a lawyer. People don't know this. You've been involved in emergency COG stuff. Explain what Trump just invoked. He put us on a wartime footing with FEMA. I mean, this is invoked when we're in a nuclear war. Explain to people.
Well, the Defense Emergency Act, I support the president on that, that he needs to make it clear to some of these businesses that they had better start copping to it to produce respirators, ventilators, masks, and tests, or else he can nationalize them and do the job for them. I'm not saying he should do that now, but I think he's got a club over their head saying, you know, let's get to it right now.
Sure, but when you say he knows we're facing a foreign offensive bioweapon, elaborate on that.
Well, that's what it is. We've discussed that from the beginning. This is that Wuhan BSL-4 facility. It is clear if you read what they were doing there. This is their equivalent of our Fort Detrick, our BSL-4 that research tests produce every type of hideous biological warfare weapon you could possibly imagine. And it's clear they were and still are doing this at Wuhan, and it leaked. And we know full well that there's a long history of leaks at Fort Detrick as well. So, you know, I don't think they have more experience or better technology than we do.
And how big is it that he came out and said it's not the U.S. military, it's China? I'm sure you've seen that clip. That's pretty big of him to say that.
Well, I have looked into this allegation that it was U.S. military forces on these games over there in Wuhan that started all this off. But as a lawyer and a law professor, this is circumstantial evidence. In our previous interview.
Yeah, just because I walked by your house at 10 p.m. and at 1 a.m. you're murdered, it doesn't mean I murdered you.
That's correct. But in our previous interview, I went through direct evidence. And the direct evidence was that smoking gun science article I went through with you on involving the University of North Carolina and the Wuhan BSL-4 facility, where it says right there in the document that they were taking weaponized coronavirus and then enhancing it with gain of function properties, which we are seeing and have been seeing. And the scientists there from Wuhan, obviously then took that technology back to Wuhan and weaponized it back in Wuhan. And so I believe it was a leak. So yes, we bear some responsibility because that hideous Nazi biological warfare research, which I condemned at the time and other scientists did, was funded by the National Institutes of Health under Francis Collins, who's still in there. He's an Obama holdover. And by the way, where is Francis Collins? He's distanced himself from that, but it's right on there on the funding.
Dr. Francis Boyle, stay with us. We're going to come right back with you and ask. I'm going to let you get into whatever you want to cover. I got a lot of questions, but whatever you want front and center to talk about, because it's a paradox here. I see him hyping it up to crash the economy. I don't like that, but you're a smart guy. I respect you. It's a deadly virus.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
It's a beautiful world outside, but inside the halls of government, inside the corridors of the mega corporations and tyrannical regimes like China and the Communist Party that runs it, there is a raw desire for power and control over people. And now we learn from an MIT tipster. We even got the documents and were able to search them and then discover that it was accurate information, actually in the public domain, that Bill and Melinda Gates are preparing an embedded digital tattoo under your skin to show that you're not infected with coronavirus so you can travel and buy and sell. The Mark of the Beast, 666, is here. We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock. The winds of change, the waves of change are here. The world has become decadent. The population has become hypnotized. And the globalists are moving in for the kill. First, they make us stupid and dumbed down and put us into a trance. And once they've done that, once they've made us obsolete, they begin to release the bioweapons, each more deadly than the last, as they herd us into the bubble, high-tech control grid cities, until they finally release the ultimate bioweapon with a 100% kill rate, which then mutates into a harmless bug after a few years, and the controllers emerge from their underground bunkers. And, of course, they have the cure to all the diseases they release as well. They admit it. They publicly talk about their plan to kill us all. A lot of liberals are celebrating this. So remember who your enemies are.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I respect Dr. Francis Boyle and many others we've had on, and it is a man-made weapon, and people that get it, it's killed a lot of folks. But look at the numbers. You even believe the UN numbers. Total confirmed, 212,616. Total deaths, 8,727. That's gone up since this morning, about 500 deaths. Total recovered, 83,000. Well, who knows with these surveillance numbers? So getting back to Dr. Francis Boyle, we've never seen all these cities and mayors following the example of the communist Chinese or the Europeans. And I mean, I respect you when you said Trump should try to restrict things to stop the flow. A month ago when the left was mad that he was blocking flights from China, or a few weeks ago when he was blocking flights from Europe, or last week. But now I just watch this huge exercise of our liberties being flushed down the toilet. What do you think about that? And how deadly do you, as a researcher and a guy that does this for a living, think this virus really is?
Well, Alex, I hate to say it. I'm not here to scaremonger anyone, but I think we're moving in the direction of Italy at this point. What can I say? And Italy does not look, very enticing for our future. So as I've said before, I think every mayor, city director, governor has to sit down there with their best healthcare experts, medical experts, scientists who have not taken one penny of this Nazi biological warfare work from the United States federal government and figure out what is best for their community. Because I'm afraid Italy didn't do it. South Korea has. Now, South Korea is a democracy. I don't think Hong Kong is a fair model. That's a police state, city state. I don't believe Singapore is a fair model or comparison either. If you read the New York Times, so what? Everyone knows it's a police city state there in Singapore. But I do think that every state and local community in the country could move over to what South Korea has been doing. It appears South Korea has brought this under control, and they are a democracy, and they've attempted to maintain democratic processes and procedures. I think that's really what we're going to have to do now, because otherwise the future is Italy.
How deadly, from your research, is the virus? Because we don't really get clear numbers on the death rate.
Right. Well, all the figures we're seeing now, it all goes back to China and whatever figures they're putting out, and we can't rely on them. So I would say probably at least 10%, maybe 15%. Some healthcare experts there wrote an essay in Lancet estimating 15%. So that might be the high figure, and also depending on your vulnerability, people over 60, medical conditions. But that's a good 20% of the population right there. And now we have the latest studies coming out from China. It's affecting young people as well. So, it doesn't look good at all to me, Alex. I think we have to be very careful with these models, people coming out and saying, well, it might kill 1 million people, 2 million people here in America. Yeah, a lot of these people have vested self-interest here. But I think it has to be taken far more seriously than it has been so far.
Well, I was about to say, I mean, I sell a lot of products with sponsors and products we sell for many years that we promote that boost immunity, that promote health. And I basically pulled back during this, because obviously if I was just trying to make money, I'd say it's the end of the world. Get this product right now. I think people should always try to boost their overall health and take things that are known to be really good for you and your body.
And I'm not saying people that are saying it's the end of the world are just doing it because they make money off of it. It's just that I'm just worried how we come back from this and how long it goes. I mean, I've got articles here in mainstream news where the German health minister says it may take 2 years and, you know, 18 months and all of this. Well, that's just not how civilization works. I mean, we'll have a depression and millions will starve to death.
Well, certainly it looks to me like, if action is taken now, we'll be facing a depression. Right. I think that is correct. I don't know how long it will go, but steps can and should be taken now to, blunt this thing and contain it. Trump gave an estimate of July and August that I think is at least a very, conservative, assessment between you and me. But I think we have to get through this first, and then we can sort out where we go from there. So I do support this bringing out the Army Corps of Engineers. I do support governors calling up the National Guard when they believe is necessary. I support.
Sure, I'm for mobilization, not paralyzation.
That's correct. We have to act. That is actually correct. And that's what I've suggested here before, that the American people have to get organized on a state and local basis and look into this and take steps to protect themselves and their families.
Well, let's pull this up. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is down more than 2,000 points, and this is happening on a daily basis, 2,059 points, and basically hovering right there. This is unbelievable. A lot of folks go, well, I don't own stock. Why do I care? They don't know that companies and businesses operate off of this. They'll go out of business if they don't have that decent stock value. And then the industry goes away. You know, the level of the public's ignorance about the economy does not make me feel like a globalist to go, oh, let me prey on these people. It scares the hell out of me. Because as you know, Dr. Boyle, a collapsing U.S. society with all the drug addiction and crime and weirdness and racial division, this country will not act like we did back in the 1920s. What do you think America will behave like during a Great Depression Part 2? I think it'll be explosive. I think the globalist elements will exacerbate it as much as they can.
Well, certainly if you listen to a lot of the globalists in the mainstream news media, that's exactly what they're doing now. I'm not trying to name any names here, but you're right. And there are large numbers of people out there scaremongering and making these predictions and projections and something like that. But on the other hand, I have trust, faith in the American people that otherwise I wouldn't be a lawyer and a law professor, that if they look at a problem, they come together, but they do it locally. They have to do this locally. They just can't look to the
facts. No, I agree. Do you think the Democrats are going to be smart, though, and not, because they're already trying to use this for political hay and calling Trump racist for shutting down flights from China, even though they said he didn't respond enough. I mean, I think they should just stop trying to make hay out of this. It's too dangerous. Don't they realize what a breakdown of civilization will be like? We'll be like Venezuela. I have children. And so it's not even secondary. It's not even in 10th place making money during something like this, because the money will be worthless.
Well, actually, you're correct. I'm afraid the Democrats are just launching a lot of cheap shots there at President Trump. I've had my disagreements with President Trump. I still do on other issues, but I see no point in politicizing this in the run up to the 2020 elections. We have to get there in the first place. in one piece.
Well, that's another question when we come back. Then I'll try to give you the floor to cover any issues you want, Dr. Boyle. But
sure.
And I'll take calls the fourth hour if he leaves us. They're already talking about canceling the election. They're already postponing primaries and voting. I mean, this is out of control. And this is historic, folks. It's game changing. It's beyond a crossroads. I don't know what you call this point we've reached in history, but it is fantastical in all of its different permutations and possible outcomes and destinations. And it's dizzying. I try to wrap my brain around it, and I actually become dizzy. You ever heard the thing, like, the problem was dizzying? I was a kid, like, what does that mean? Well, you finally get enough knowledge to be able to grasp stuff, then you try to grasp it, and you get dizzy.
It's all over the news. It's being announced by politicians from Germany to the United States. Thank God coronavirus is here. Thank God it's going to kill the old people. Thank the heavens that we're going to depopulate the planet because humanity is horrible. Humanity is evil. All the Hollywood movies, all the propaganda, all the UN statements, all the Ted Turner and Prince Philip garbage saying that they want to use a deadly virus to depopulate and to control the population. And now it's here and they want to lock down society and are licking their lips and saying Trump isn't doing enough. What a sickening, in-your-face declaration of war against humanity by these control freaks who think it's their right to put fluoride in the water, give us toxic vaccines, openly dumb us down, and then when we resist, call us terrorists and conspiracy theorists when they're publicly admitting their plan to exterminate everyone. It's time to expose these scum.
Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com. Listen to me very, very carefully. I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives. And they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com for X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now. We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Clinton amplifies communist Chinese propaganda.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Battling tyranny worldwide, NewsWars.com. Hillary Clinton amplifies communist Chinese propaganda, but saying the virus came from Wuhan is racist. And that's all over CNN. It's everywhere. It's the new thing. But the Chinese government's busy officially saying they think the U.S. military may have done it.
Here's that clip I mentioned earlier.
China and others have criticized you for using the phrase Chinese virus. How do you feel about that? Are you going to continue using that phrase?
Well, China was putting out information which was false, that our military gave this to them. That was false. And rather than having an argument, I said, I have to call it where it came from. It did come from China. So I think it's a very accurate term. But no, I didn't appreciate the fact that China was saying that our military gave it to them. Our military did not give it to anybody.
Critics say using that phrase creates a stigma.
No, I don't think so. No, I think saying that our military gave it to them creates a stigma.
Mr. President. Wow, the way they just all are for the Chi-Coms and not America. Is this not obvious to everyone? And here's a MSNBC Soros-funded operative, well-known operative, saying the same talking point. Here it is.
Racism in outbreak is such a common thing. We've seen it in past health outbreaks that we've seen in this country's history. The problem is it's coming directly from the President of the United States, and it is incredibly dangerous. It is problematic, and it is scary, and I just really want to call that out because you do have people in the Asian American community whose lives are at risk, and for the President to call it a Chinese virus or a foreign virus, that is just not... it's just so dangerous and not a good thing to do, obviously.
You say it's Trump's fault. You say it's America's fault. Like, we don't have memories. And he says, no, it's America didn't do it. It came from China, and it's our fault. I want you to get into other subjects you want to cover, Dr. Boyle, here with us today, author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law. But just responding to that whole situation, what's your view on it?
Well, Alex, I did have one observation, which is it does appear Biden is going to be the Democratic presidential nominee now. His top advisor is Ron Klain, who was behind me at Harvard Law School and is a longtime political hatchet man and operative for the Democratic Party. Obama put Klain, made him his Ebola czar.
That's right.
Even though Klain had absolutely no qualifications at all in terms of public health or anything else to do this job, but to keep it under control for political reasons. And Klain was very successful in covering up the fact that that Ebola, Black West African Ebola pandemic started with an experimental Ebola vaccine coming out of the USAID CDC BSL-4 factory, biowarfare factory in Kenema, Sierra Leone.
Incredible.
Involving Fort Detrick, Harvard, MIT, Broad Institute, and Tulane, among others.
By the way, that's just incredible. That's all on record that happened. We forget about that. Was that more like Tuskegee with the syphilis? I mean, they probably did it on purpose. I mean, they didn't accidentally give somebody a vaccine with live Ebola, did they?
They used vaccine with live Ebola, yes. It was in there.
But I mean, they were probably doing, I mean, just speculating. You think they did that on accident? I think they created an outbreak. They got caught. They said it was an accident.
Right. And they refused to own up with it. And Ron Klain, Biden's top advisor now, was in charge of that operation.
And Trump should whole hog make this. I'd forgotten all that. I'm glad you raised that, Dr. Boyle. Trump should double down. They're trying to blame him. He should go after them.
Well, I'm not saying, I think President Trump should just be focusing on dealing with the current problem. But I wanted to agree with you that the Democrats are using this for partisan political reasons against President Trump.
No, sir, let me be clear, Dr. Boyle. I have children. I put safety above politics. I agree with you. But if you're being attacked by a bunch of attack dogs while you're trying to fix a reactor, you got to deal with the attack dogs or whatever analogy you want to use. He has to get the deep state to stop it at some point because they just keep, while he's trying to fix stuff, I think pragmatically, they're always attacking. So I'm saying if he can defeat them and really give them a political death blow, then he can try to fix stuff. Does that make sense? I'm just saying they need to be gone after.
Well, that's a tough question, Alex, but it seems clear to me that Biden, Clinton, claim he's on MSNBC, CNN. They're using this as a political weapon against President Trump for the 2020 campaign.
Exactly, and that's insanely dangerous.
Well, I think what we should be having is constructive criticism, which I have been trying to provide to you here today. I'm a political independent.
Yeah, and the time we have left, what do you think Trump should do? And you know, I think I respect Mike Adams. I think he's kind of on the extreme end. Maybe I'm wrong, but maybe I just can't handle the truth. How bad is it?
We're moving towards Italy, and I think President Trump has to realize he is up against a Nazi offensive biological warfare weapon. That's what this is and where it came from. And the I regret to say I don't believe we civilians are capable of taking care of this.
Why are you sure the Chi-Coms released this on accident right when they lost the trade war? If you look at history and wars, you would release that when you got your ass kicked as a desperate measure.
Again, Alex, in good faith, I believe this was an accidental leak. Clearly, they were weaponizing this to use it against us. I don't doubt that for 1 minute. But there have been leaks at these Chinese biowarfare labs before. They've leaked before. They leaked this time. Fort Detrick has leaked. All these BSL 3 and 4s leaked. And that's why President Trump needs to...
No, you're right. Centrally, how many dozens are there here and overseas? They got one at Galveston down the road. They've got a lot of level 3s doing level 4s. I mean, this... And they have the emergency model, States Health Emergency Powers Act, that lets them do all this crap. Briefly, tell folks about the real threat. Because every time I turn around in history, whether it was the Russians or the U.S. or the French or anybody... You'll hear about a whole town get sick, and it's because there's some bio release or some radiation release or a chemical weapon blows up. I mean, it's so dangerous to have these weapons.
That's right. West Nile came from the U.S. Biowarfare facility at Plum Island.
The anthrax.
Lyme disease came from there. There's a long history of these leaks, yes. There's no question at all about it. The Zika virus, I might have been, that was deliberately... manufactured that involved weaponized mosquitoes, and Bill Gates was involved in that. Jeez, and the Rocky Mountain warfare facility was involved in that. Sure.
Well, exactly. If you go watch a science fiction movie and there was like some dude doing this, you wouldn't believe it. But in real life, Bill and Melinda Gates release these mosquitoes, and then it causes kids to have heads the size of softballs. I mean, it's just like, and they don't get in trouble.
No, there's no, as I said, my law provides life imprisonment, but the, so far no prosecutions, at least against our own, Nazi biowarfare, death scientists, well over 13,000.
Now you call it Nazi biowarfare, be clear. You're explaining to people that that's where this got started. It's all a kind of a continuation of that program.
That's correct. And we also, after World War II, we took over the entire Japanese biowarfare program that they used against China.
That's right. We let a bunch of their war criminals off, didn't we?
Yes. We let all of these Japanese war criminals, who, by the way, were allied with Hitler. Remember, there was the Pact of Steel, the Hitler, Mussolini, Tojo pact, all of them in there together. And the Japanese were inflicting hideous biological warfare on the Chinese people during World War II. And we made them a deal that if they turned over everything, all their materials and their services to us, they would not be prosecuted, and they were not. It's that simple.
All right.
So a lot that goes back to that, yes.
Dr. Boyle, thank you for all the time. People can just type in your name, Francis A. Boyle, find all your great books and information. Thanks for your courage, and I appreciate you. I really respect you, and folks are listening to you. Thank you.
Well, again, Alex, thanks for having me on, and I've received some very positive feedback from your listeners, and also some constructive criticisms myself that I take into consideration.
All right, God bless you, and thank you so much, sir.
There can no longer be any doubt. The globalists have orchestrated this entire crisis.
but it's not a hoax. The virus is real, and the panic it's creating is on a scale never before seen. It is said in the Bible that the wicked flee when none pursue. But the wicked really run for their lives when something real is killing people silently and quietly. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to pray. It's time to seek God's face. It's time to repent for the 64 million abortions in America and the 400 million abortions in communist China and for all of the Satanism and all of the pedophilia and all of the corruption. Or God is going to continue to allow the globalist to judge us for him. That's right. God is lifting the hedge of protection away from the people and allowing Satan and his armies to have their will with the people. InfoWars has most of our high-quality supplements in stock in our warehouse, ready to ship to you within days of your order. Don't go to the stores and battle zombies over toilet paper and things that don't matter. Get things that you and your family need. I'll tell you how I'm boosting my defense. DNA Force Plus is incredible with PQQ, CoQ10. Look into that for yourself. And we have all the high-quality silver products as well in stock, but for a limited time. And then we've got the ultimate turmeric formula, Bodies. Look into what that does with 95% curcuminoid, and the list goes on and on. VasoBeats, back in stock. Oh, and by the way, we haven't raised prices to retail during this crisis. We've kept it all at 40% off until it sells out. Check out all these bestsellers and prepare yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, land of the cowards, home of the slaves. I just watch Americans grabbing their toilet paper. They don't care about their supplements to boost their immunity. They just care about freaking out and running for the hills. We got video coming up. It's up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. America first. Trump bars immigrants from entering country, citing coronavirus and what popped up in the city of Laredo in the latest Texas city barring gatherings of more than 10 people. And now Orange County outlaws all public gatherings of any number. Well, next you can be with your kids. You left to, like, just commit suicide to stop the virus from spreading. I get it's an offensive bioweapon, but you could release it knowing what it was going to do to then hype it up. I just don't buy this whole thing, but that's what we're having different guests on, different perspectives. All right, we're taking phone calls right now. Let's go ahead. Who's been holding the longest? Let's go to Daryl in Illinois, and then William, Diego, and others. Daryl, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just want to say John Rappaport, with his that report yesterday during the fourth hour, as I was listening to it with my wife last night before we went to sleep, and we were laughing so hard with that toilet paper. I mean, to be serious, his analysis of why they don't, you know, talk about the number of deaths every day from old people really kind of wakes you up. And the fact that they don't even count the numbers since, like, I think he said 2007, it's just quite eye-opening to hear that kind of stuff. That's why I love that. I mean, obviously, I love you guys. But also, too, to defend Trump a little bit, I mean, I know the guy said, your screen caller said this is the order out of chaos. I wish my call was that cool. But to quote Rahm Emanuel, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste. I just hope that Trump signals to us patriots that are kind of, you know, relying on him in a sense. This is where I disagree with David Knight a little bit, that, you know, maybe, I guess, like Billy touched on it a little bit, maybe they're going to roll up people with all these indictments. But if he was just to signal, because like you how we recover. I mean, people not working and just, I mean, no doubt, without the distractions of sports and everything, people, this is going to get everybody's attention. So I hope all you men out there, Patriots, are listening. This is it. I mean, either we stand up now, or like you said, just, get our pet spires, crawl up like in a fetal position and wait.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's how much people love getting hysterical about this when you've had, let's put it back on the board. The UN says how many dead there are, and it's not even a fraction of the dead we would have each year from flu. Can we punch that map back up whenever you guys get a chance? So they show the deaths worldwide. You add them all up, it doesn't even add up to what die here each year. But again, we knew this was all coming. The globalists admitted they would use bioweapon threats and bio crises to bring in their tyranny. And now it's going to be enforced by robot drones. You're going to have digital tattoos under your skin. It's all being announced. Everything we said, it's unbelievable because we believe the Bible and we studied what was happening and we've been dead on. And just, hey, they're not the only force in the universe. We're still on air because of you. We're still together and amazing things are happening. Daryl, thank you. All right, I'm moving quick when we come back. You've been holding a long time as a guest that got on after you. But your calls are 60 seconds away. I cannot stress to you how critical it is to spread the links and to override the censors. Ban.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, and send out those articles.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a public service announcement. InfoWars, as of today, is now suspending storable food sales. We still have storable food. We're able to package all the storable food and get it to everybody that ordered it. Most of you have already gotten your food. But the reason I'm making this announcement is all the other major food suppliers were sold out over a month ago, as we first reported to you, but they lied to you and they took your money. Well, we know for a fact they're still taking everybody's money, even though the food has all been sold out. The basic ingredients for storable food is gone. All the big box stores are paying way over normal prices to buy up what's left. And so anybody telling you that they have storable food is lying to you. The good news is everyone that ordered at InfoWarsStore.com has already gotten it. Or if you ordered recently, we have the food that's being packaged and you will get it. But as of now, we are suspending all new food sales at InfoWarsStore.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, regardless of how deadly the virus is, worldwide deaths are, 15,000 or something, if you believe the numbers. We've taken the Chicken Little bait, and now we're going to get implanted digital tattoos, Bill Gates armbands, and forced inoculations and gun confiscation. But the border is going to stay wide open. But you don't ask questions about that, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. Nikki in Michigan is a nurse reporting on fatalities, told not to wear a mask. Wow, Nikki, tell us what's happening in Michigan.
Hi, Alex. Long-time listener. My husband and I have been fans since 20-plus years ago. I've been a nurse for 15 years. I basically work critical care, but not the ICU part. I'm kind of in the area that's actually pretty much the most dangerous besides the ER because we get anything through the whole house that goes bad, and then we get everything out of the ICU when they're getting better. So we're kind of like the middle, and we can take pretty much anything. Like, we do cardiac drips. The sickest of the sick are on my floor. So I just took a new job back at, I'm not going to say the company, but I went back to a company that I worked for previously, and it's a very good facility. Like, I can tell you that the care for the patients is extremely good, and God is in the house. That's all I'm going to say, is it is a Christian-based company. So I went back, and I just started back January 24th, and I went through a full week of orientation. Nobody was instructed to wash hands. Nobody was wearing masks. I started on the floor last Friday, and I went to one facility. I'm not going to say the name of it right now. and there were no masks, nothing in the house. There were like 6 rule-out cases, but nobody had been positive yet, and that was Friday. Saturday, I figured because the emergency was called, we would at least have like masks, something like that. So that day, I was at Detroit, and I feel like Detroit is the worst one so far that I've seen, because the people that I know there really have no clue. They're all, it's getting spread. All the information that you say is getting spread there, and a lot of them are looking at me sideways because I really don't talk about these things at work. You get judged by people really badly. But I did share a lot of Owen's stuff, especially the 5G stuff, because I feel like that's the component that's missing right now.
Oh, really, let me tell you. Let me tell you. David Knight's an engineer. It's in major studies. He breaks it down that, no, 5G and other systems absolutely resonate your blood-brain barrier, mess up your tissues, and allow chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals to get across a lot quicker. And that's why in studies, it's frying men's testicles. I mean, there's major studies that 5G is destroying men's testicles, because men are like geared for action and geared, but their blood-brain barrier isn't, it's about half as thick as a woman's. And this is hurting women as well. But 5G just fries men. Because, you know, anything that's built for speed, built for action, is going to then have other problems. And so men are built to fight, not built to last. And like Roy Batty and Blade Runner, that's kind of allegory of a man. You know, you've done incredible things, Roy. Yes, questionable things, but not built to last. But you burn so bright. You know, the light that burns twice as bright only burns for a little while. And so that's absolutely, it's a war on men. It's not that they want women in the future either. They've just decided that for whatever reason, this evil force wants to take women over. It's like a psychic galactic rape. And it's whatever it is, it's very sophisticated. What do you think?
I think you are right on the money, and I've got proof of it too. I really do. Okay. So we've been forced to get flu vaccines. Let's jump here real quick. 15 years. I don't want it. Never found a friend that I could pay to say they gave it to me and didn't give it to me, but believe me, that's what I want to happen, just so I can work and take care of my family. And this year, I had a surgery last year, so I was late getting my flu shot. I got it about the end of October. This is the first time I ever had a reaction to the flu vaccine, and I was so deathly sick, I had to take off 9 days from work. I ended up going to urgent care. I went to the ER. I went back to urgent care.
Ma'am, that's because they have nanotech stuff now that's beyond a bacteria or a virus. It's digital viruses. They've been caught totally jacking with the vaccines with what they call simulants in these big tracking programs to track viruses. So everybody doing it thinks it's just a simulant in the vaccine so scientists can track the next year's flu and get a better version. That's not it. It's the simulant is the real reason they're giving it to you.
Mm-hmm. And that's because they want me to be a portable bioweapon. And that's what I am up against right now. I feel like we are bioweapons. They are asking me to go care for people, to care for your mother like I will for my own. But they want me to do it without PPE, without washing.
So that's what you're saying is you've been giving something that made you really sick. You instinctively think it's off-shedding. You've been given immunity to it, but you're off-shedding it as a bioweapon. Whoa, that's so sophisticated. And that's exactly the kind of stuff that's in the literature.
Why won't they test us? Like, why the Army gets tested before they send out the National Guard?
Oh, they've got all the tests, exactly.
They get everything. We're the frontline health workers. Why are we not getting PPE? And I am on one of the most
dangerous. Well, Nikki, you talk about women's intuition. The thing is, women are just as smart as men are smarter, but you have 3 times the connections between left and right brain. So women kind of just go like this because you've got so much knowledge coming in. But that's where the intuition comes in. Gut level, are other people you talk to picking up the same gut level instinct?
The people who trust me, they're really looking into it. Listen, I shared Owen's video. I shared it on Saturday to a whole group of message people, and I happened to pause it right in the center. So I go back to show my husband when he gets home from work on our main TV where we always watch all of you guys. The video was changed. My kids think we're crazy. They tell us to wear 10 hats.
Oh, no, let me stop you. In Australia, it started 2 months ago. It's in the news. And Gavin McGinnis was talking about it. People that have memberships there can't watch him until they rechanged their web address, and then now they can. They're going in. Australia admits it in the news. They're blocking web addresses and even videos in live time, and it's AI doing it.
Yeah. Well, guess what? It was only Doris's part where she was talking about 5G and her father-in-law and all that. So I had my son. My son's like, I'm going to debunk you, Mom. And he stands there with his phone, and he's going through, and we hit exactly 1 minute 58 seconds on that video from 3:13. It's all changed. And they only removed.
But let me tell you what's going on, ma'am. Listen, 8 months ago when they banned me on Facebook for the second time and said, you can't be nice to Alex Jones. You must only say mean things. This was announced. They said on CNN, well, the next phase is banning using text messages, WhatsApps owned by Facebook. And they went in to see if I had an account and said, oh, he doesn't have one. But we found a bunch of people and banned them. They're in the text messages. Of course they're in your TiVo. Of course they're in your DVR. Because you can program a computer to do it. You could never have people doing all that. And so you are just a human recognizing what's happening to you. And it feels crazy because we used to watch TV. It's a broadcast. You pick it up. You change the channel. Now TV watches us for 20 years. Cell phones watch us. We don't watch them. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Nikki. All right, that was a great caller. I said take a lot of calls. Went to one call in this segment. I'm going to go to two calls next segment. I'm going to get to Tony, Michelle, Wesley, Diego. Diego's next. And William and Dustin and everybody and Barney. But just be ready when we come back. But, yeah, she's starting to get it, you see. They can implant now. And I'm not a scientist. I just read the scientific reports. They can have a regular flu virus. And they can implant nanoviruses in there. So that when it goes and replicates, it then creates a bunch of different new viruses that are embedded in it. Just like they can compress. Remember 20 years ago, you could put like 20 songs on an iPad or an iPod when we first had them. Now it can be 50 million songs or whatever. It's the same thing. They can, these aren't viruses. You hear of a vaccine, you think, oh, that's something that you shoot. That's, the bad thing is, but attenuated. It makes you where you can deal with. No. It just means something they're putting in you. And so they can now load into a virus in literature that's about 10 years old. Because they're always 10 years ahead of us. And they're saying, yeah, we could have every disease in the world in one virus. See? And then they know from lab tests how it replicates and how it mutates. So you get a cold the first time, then you get the flu, then you get cancer. Isn't that sweet? Just remember, Bill Gates loves you. And he's your savior. And so is Ted Turner. And so is Oprah Winfrey when they have those meetings about killing you.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
There could no longer be any doubt. The globalists have orchestrated this entire crisis. But it's not a hoax. The virus is real, and the panic it's creating is on a scale never before seen. It is said in the Bible that the wicked flee when none pursue. But the wicked really run for their lives when something real is killing people silently and quietly. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to pray. It's time to seek God's face. It's time to repent for the 64 million abortions in America and the 400 million abortions in communist China and for all of the Satanism and all of the pedophilia and all of the corruption. Or God is going to continue to allow the globalist to judge us for him. That's right. God is lifting the hedge of protection away from the people and allowing Satan and his armies to have their will with the people. One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it. It takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm not trying to talk about myself, but I've become a symbol in the fight against the globalists. They try to misrepresent who I am. So I have to tell people who I am so they can't at least lie to our listeners and try to turn you away from the broadcast. But I know you understand what's happening. Now when I'm out in the street, people run up. They stop their cars. They run up and apologize. I go to the grocery store trying to get more food, and old, young, black, white, liberal, conservative, they come up with tears in their eyes. They say, "You said it all. I thought you were crazy. You're nuts. Martial law. You said it. You said it. You're the Oracle of Austin. What's happening next?" And I'm like, I'm not an oracle. They said they were going to do all this. And so I don't have some pleasurable attitude now that, oh, look, the martial law and the bioweapon and the shutdown, my credibility's gone way up. I have a feeling of failure. All I can do is tell you what I'm really thinking. And we knew all this was going to happen, and we couldn't stop it. We got a president elected that they definitely don't like, that tried to turn things around. We got other folks elected, and we're fighting hard, but globalism is so evil and so stupid. We shouldn't have to go down this road. But you know what? With great power comes great responsibility, to quote the silly Spider-Man tagline. But it's true. And I'm decadent and weak. And I'm on the upper end of functional people. And I'm in the top 0.1% of functional, successful people. And I'm a slob. I'm a piece of crap. And I go out and I look at the public, and I didn't know they could stack crap that high. And I don't say that to be mean. I say that because they are in a trance. They're asleep. They've been put in a trance, a medical trance. The studies show they're at near sleep state. So they're not crap. They're walking around. Have you ever saw somebody sleepwalking?
They look like a zombie, but they're not awake. And so I don't take any pleasure in being proven right about this. It's like telling a cousin that's shooting up heroin, hey, you do that, you can overdose. And 2 years later, you get a call, hey, your cousin's overdosed and died. You don't go, man, I was right. I told them they were going to die, and they did. No, there's no pleasure in that. In fact, there's only the horror of the unavoidableness. Society's going to collapse. There's going to be a nuclear war between India and Pakistan. That's what all the numbers are on. 5 years from now, probably. There's going to be a nuclear winter. There's going to be riots. Everything's going to burn. I mean, that's the timeline we're on, boys and girls. You can set your watch by it. Because the globalists and their think tanks all brag about it. They're all licking their lips. All the big globalists ran the last 2 months. They ran 2 months ago. I remember being on air going, we're getting reports from private pilots that all the big wigs are running, and then their vice presidents and people that are worth, you know, not $5 billion or $1 billion, but worth, you know, $100 million, they're all running. I told you 2 months ago, I said, I don't know what's going on, but they're about to cause a big war, a bioweapon attack. You know, I could have a prize, say $10,000, whoever goes back 2 months ago and finds those interviews. They're only at Band.Video. Video. They were banned everywhere else. People like prizes. Somebody would go find the video. I mean, you remember, listeners are going, oh, we heard those shows. I mean, we 100% said, I've talked to private pilots who are in, who are flying to all these weird places, and they're being offered jobs in Kauai, Hawaii, and Tasmania, Australia, and New Zealand, and Northern Canada, and places where they're just telling pilots, hey, we got a helicopter, we got two jets parked out here. They even got some hangars that look like mountainsides they pull into. I mean, and these have come out. This has been in the news. And they're asking the pilot, hey, we got cottages for you. Will you just stay here? And the pilots go, what about my wife and kids? When they go to school, they go, oh, well, we can't bring them, but we'll pay you just to stay here. You don't just think all the big wig fancy pants are running off to bunkers 2 months ago because they're planning on playing a bunch of 42 or poker. No. I don't know how these dominoes go in the end, but I knew they were already going down. And let me tell you something. Economic collapse, mass war, it's all on. And everybody just better button up and realize it's not the virus you got to worry about. But you better be concerned because the virus is the cover for what's coming next. Now, I said I'd take calls this segment. I didn't. Longer segment coming up. I'm going to take five calls next segment. I'm going to go to Diego and William and everybody else who's been holding patiently. And I'm going to say this or we won't be here on air. Plus, these are products you need. I'm talking to truck drivers on air, off air. I'm talking to CEOs of major food companies. I'm talking to a lot of folks, and they tell me things are already breaking down with people going home and everything's getting behind. And we're already being told on reorder money we have in for supplements into the future. I have 7 companies supply us in our 60-plus products. And I've already had 3 companies say, we might have to refund your money. We may never fulfill it. We're going to go bankrupt because of this. So we have all the supplements right now. We have everything we sell in stock. We stopped food sale yesterday because they can't project out and don't have food for new orders. They've got food for your orders. Most people got it. And I think about all these other big food companies I know have been sold out for 5-6 weeks lying to you, telling you they got food. Talk about corrupt companies, man. That's felony activity. The supplements, the super silver, nano silver, super blue toothpaste is still in. We got the little 1 ounce that are great for disinfecting yourself and all the rest of it. Those are back in. The 16 ounces are about to sell out. turmeric, ultimate turmeric formula, the X2, the X3. We've got it all, and we got it here. But a lot of these products could be the final run, depending on how this goes. So I'm just telling you the truth that we've got a warehouse, and Texas is strong, and there's still truck drivers getting it out. But it's the warehouses breaking down, and it's the factories breaking down. And it's all shutting down. Now, I told you 4 weeks ago, there may come a time when we can't sell you food anymore. It came yesterday. You better stock up on X2 and X3 and all the other great products. VasoBeats back in stock. We've got DNA Force Plus back in stock. These are all incredible things that boost your family and yours defense. Living Defense is back in to flush out your guts of unwanted visitors. Infowarsstore.com. We're going to stay here till the lights go out. Well, you need to get these products, and they also fund our operation, so take action.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock. It's a beautiful world outside, but inside the halls of government, inside the corridors of the mega corporations and tyrannical regimes like China and the Communist Party that runs it, there is a raw desire for power and control over people. And now we learn from an MIT tipster. We even got the documents and were able to search them and then discover that it was accurate information, actually in the public domain, that Bill and Melinda Gates are preparing an embedded digital tattoo under your skin to show that you're not infected with coronavirus so you can travel and buy and sell. The Mark of the Beast, 666, is here. Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones here, back live in defense of liberty and resistance to tyranny. All right. One of our producers is Daria. She does a great job. She's a great Army veteran and patriot. She's got a lot of family and friends that work in hospitals. And she was just, I put all these microphones in the studio so the crew could pop in whenever they want. They'll never do it. But she was telling me all this. I said, you got to tell folks what you're saying on air about what folks you know are saying is going on in the hospitals, and we'll go to your phone calls. So Daria, go ahead and tell folks what you were telling us during the break.
Yes. Hey, Alex. So, yeah, it's been really frustrating. I, for a fact, know people who have whole families working in hospitals, and they are reporting that it's a completely non-thing. There are no deaths. Nobody's dying. Even the elderly that require, like, even life support aren't dying. Like, nobody, it's complete and total nonsense that's been ginned up and made up for, you know, actually, nobody knows what this actually is for, but the media is definitely stoking the fear up to get the population completely paralyzed with fear that they do panic buying and creating all these shortages in stores that, I mean, where are we going with this? And to think about for weeks now, imagine, do you know anybody, or do you know anybody who knows anybody who has died from the so-called coronavirus? I mean, we're getting the numbers from God knows who, from the people that we already know not to trust.
But don't worry, Bill Gates has an injectable microchip now that'll save us.
Exactly. So not only the tests have been come up by Bill Gates, but this new vaccine that's coming, that I feel like it's going to be mandatory now, and they're going to say, well, definitely
take
this vaccine.
I don't feel like it. Europe already passed laws. But Europe already passed laws to do it.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Alex. Just one more thing. Even if they tell you the vaccine is mandatory, the vaccine is not mandatory, people. You are a human being, a sentient human being. You can say no to anything. You know, in order for them to accomplish what they want to do, they have to have your consent. So never give your consent to something that you know is wrong, even if you're told that that's what you must do. Stand by your beliefs, people.
That's right. And they know that everybody warned Christians about microchips to buy and sell. So now it's called a digital tattoo. It's actually a nanotech chip sewn into your flesh. So you talk about Mark of the Beast, man. This is it. Because imagine John the Isle of Patmos is being shown the future by God. He sees a mark, like a birthmark. It's on the skin. It's a tattoo. That's what the Bible called tattoos, was marking themselves. And in the Old Testament, they said, when a society goes down, I'm not bashing folks that have tattoos. He said they cut themselves and they mark themselves with symbols. And that's just what happens when this goes down.
Hey, Alex, and another thing, all those Christians and religious people out there, they should really think about how this is mocking God. Because the plagues that are in Revelation, they're actual plagues. You're not going to miss them. Everybody's going to know that it's a plague. You're going to see it in plain sight.
You're going to suffer from it. Half your block's
going to be dead. Your whole family is going to suffer from it. And this is such a joke. You can't see it, and everybody's freaking out. The men in this country need to stand the hell up to this instead of being afraid of some coughs.
It's just incredible. When does Daria's new show start? See what I get during the breaks?
Okay, I'm done.
No, I want you to keep going. This is what we get during the break. She's damn right. And, you know, my big deal is the panic response. Okay, maybe it's super deadly. We haven't seen the evidence of that, but we're just all supposed to panic headlong and shut everything down. I'm glad that Trump has now quietly shut the southern border. That's not gotten any attention, but he's done that. You better shut that down first and the northern border. Anything else, Daria?
No, I think it's a good thing in the way that it has woken people up. The preparedness is really good. People should take advantage of their kids staying home to reconnect with their kids, to think about homeschooling. They should already be thinking about that. But if they haven't, this is a real good wake up call. So yeah, prepare yourself.
Don't be dependent on the government. I haven't had the money and the time to get a farm outside Austin. I'm done. It's over. We'll still talk about telecommuting. I am not going to live in this city of evil anymore. And we got a 2-year plan, crew. We got to decide where we're moving.
Yeah. And don't expect the government to be there for you. The government does not care about you. When was the last time in history that the government has worried about people's lives? That just doesn't happen. And all of a sudden, we are trusting the government to save us. I mean, people who were totally, have total common sense in the past week have completely lost all common sense that they used to have for this. And they're going to be begging for vaccines. They're going to be begging for government to save them. And it's just, it's very sad to see.
I'm going to go to calls. Daria, thank you for coming on. We're having on every day now.
Thank you.
Called the Daria segment. Baby Putina. All right, let's go ahead and go to Diego in California. Diego, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. They're paving the way.
What do you think's going on, brother?
Owen asked the question yesterday. 2 + 2 = 5. Here's the missing factor. May 14, 2020. In September last year, the Pope made an invitation to all the world leaders to meet in Rome on May 14, 2020 to sign a pact to re-educate the masses. If disease isn't as bad as Mike says, and if it is, and if it's used to target the elderly, because they are the holders of history and they want to take them out.
Say that again. The older, the holders of what?
The holders of history. They want to re-educate the masses. So they
no, you're right. Evil always wants to wipe out the old. Exactly.
And it's on the other hand, it's man-made, and its purpose is to debilitate our economy and our will worldwide so that humanity will be ripe for the transfer of power from a sovereign population to the new world order. If this attack is not opposed, then they will win. So on May 14, 2020, just remember the creator, the Lord of Noah, God of Abraham, God of Jews and Gentiles, God of David, God of Elijah, is the Lord of the seventh day Sabbath, and he is in control. This is not the end, simply contractions of birth. Trump needs to come out against this meeting, or he is guilty by association, by failure to act.
No, I agree, but there's no longer any doubt the Bible is being manifest right now before us. It's all coming true.
Other than that, thank you guys for the red pill. Have a good day.
God bless you. Yeah, it's all, I mean, I'm just totally freaked out. It's all real. I already knew God was real, but like, it's like we're here. I mean, it's just like, wow. I just feel sorry for people that serve the devil, man. Because I know about this, and I'm scared that I'm not good enough for God. Seriously. My best works are dirty rags, as the Bible says. Because I have discernment, I can see how bad I am. But I look at evil people, and they are, like, way worse. And I'm like, man, you guys have no idea who you're working with. You are in big trouble. William in Oregon, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Hi. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I've got a lot to say, but I'll just stick to my points. The first thing what I called about was how if this turns into a depression, like in 1932, we had 7 million people die just due to malnutrition.
Major university study, yes.
Yeah, so what is Mike Adams' highest estimate? Something like 6 million. Well, maybe that was his lowest. Either way, we have 3 million people now. Looking at
his lower estimates, I think like 2.16 or something. I mean, look,
that's just malnutrition, you know.
Yeah, 7 million from starvation, malnutrition in the U.S. during the Great Depression. That happens now. It's all going to burn.
All the hate in Oregon, the people now, it's going to burn. Right. So I'm here in Oregon right now, and McMinnis is like one of the biggest bars in town. They have like 5 locations all over the state. They just shut down and they just fired all their employees because the state, I have a small business too, but luckily I don't have any employees. But the state just sent out a notice that if you have employees, you have to keep paying them, even though they go home. So nobody can do it. They're just trying to collapse society right now.
Oh, there's no doubt they're trying to use it to collapse society. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying the virus isn't real. I'm saying it's synthetic how they're trying to collapse everything. I don't know how Trump threads that needle, but I think overall he's done a pretty good job.
Yes, sir. I agree. I mean, he's doing, I don't know. I think it's a hard one. I like the way that UK was going before they changed their route, where they were saying they're just going to make the old people and the people at risk go home so society can continue and our economy continues. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Here's the key to everything. China says open for business, problem over. So whether it's real or not, they're using it as a weapon to shut us down and thinking we'd all panic and piss ourselves like a bunch of cowards. And right now, the average American I run into is not pissing their pants, but the establishment shutting everything down to make us panic. It's a real test of boys versus men. Barney, you're up next.
InfoWars has had to suspend all new food sales because the supply chain has collapsed. This is a system-wide problem, and this country is facing a new depression unless Trump and the American people work together to develop a plan to expose this globalist operation. That said, people are calling and saying, we wish you had the supplements in stock. We wish that wasn't sold out. They've confused that with the food. Everything we advertise, everything we sell, we have in stock, and we are only one day behind in shipping. That means if you order on a Monday, it's shipping out on a Wednesday. And that's just as of today. Most days, we are up to the day shipping, meaning you order that day in the morning. A lot of times, it ships out that afternoon. We have everything in stock that is so good to boost your overall defense against what's going on. We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock. It's all over the news. It's being announced by politicians from Germany, the United States. Thank God coronavirus is here. Thank God it's going to kill the old people. Thank the heavens that we're going to depopulate the planet because humanity is horrible. Humanity is evil. All the Hollywood movies, all the propaganda, all the UN statements, all the Ted Turner and Prince Philip garbage saying that they want to use a deadly virus to depopulate and to control the population. And now it's here and they want to lock down society and are licking their lips and saying Trump isn't doing enough. What a sickening in your face declaration of war against humanity by these control freaks who think it's their right to put fluoride in the water, give us toxic vaccines, openly dumb us down, and then when we resist, call us terrorists and conspiracy theorists when they're publicly admitting their plan to exterminate everyone. It's time to expose these scum. It was like a bad dream 7 weeks ago, the ghost cities in China that then spread to Europe. And now San Francisco is a ghost city, and we see fights and brawls taking place over toilet paper. People don't need toilet paper to survive, but people do need high-quality water filtration, and they need high-quality supplementation by products like DNA Force Plus, X2, and X3, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and, of course, our high-quality silver gargle products and super silver toothpaste that has the nano silver tea tree oil and, of course, iodine as well. There are so many other amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com ready to ship. Our shipping department is getting every order out within 24 hours and shipping it directly to your door. So get prepared and get ready now with things you really need at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, top Fox News report. In fact, back it up just minutes ago. 7,000 infected in America. The entire economy shut down. Over 100 dead. The end of America. You know, I have actually studied the historical record of the Pacific War. It was very interesting. And there were about 80 planes that went out off the four U.S. aircraft carriers. And it was
five or six of the pilots, they were all very valiant, that actually sunk the aircraft carriers. It was a handful of the dudes that would actually go in. A lot tried and got killed. But they found it was the same dudes kept sinking the other ships. Like there was one guy when everybody else missed. It's in the movie Midway. It's a great movie. It's very accurate. He sunk two carriers by himself. Half the carriers of the Japanese went down from one dude. Because he wasn't afraid. And he had bad oxygen that destroyed his lungs and almost killed him, but he still did it. And that's who I'm looking for, is the people that are ready to politically destroy. Because if you go into a fight 90%, you lose. You go into a fight 300%, you win. 400%. And I used to hear that when I was a kid, 110% from coaches. I went, that's ridiculous. 100% is 100%. No, 100% is what you think you can do. Instead of shooting for 110, shoot for 5,000%. And I've experienced that. I have shot for that. And you hit that moment in your life and they can't stop you. But you're always trying to get back to that moment once you've hit that magic place. It's like that Gnarls Barkley song about there was so much space once you go crazy. Because you're not constrained. You're not crazy. You're now awake. A lot of people wake up, though, and they go insane because they can't handle it. I know why people want to stay in the dark, because they can't handle it. I'm going to stop talking. Let's just jam in the calls like I said I do. Barney in Arizona, thanks for holding your on the air. Welcome.
You're very welcome. Can you hear me all right, Alex?
I can, brother. Great phone. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're so welcome. So I've been listening a long time. I talk fast. I get scared like you do. I've done door-to-door sales for 13 years all around the country. I spent about 12 years in Texas. I never came to say hi. I'm sorry. But I
we
do
love
have
you, brother.
About the coronavirus. Oh, my man. So no one's talking about control factors of the virus. So I'm looking at it in my own mind as a control one, control two type of deal, maybe. So if control one is the coronavirus and it's got the HIV delivery system, the aerosol, the COVID-19, no one's thinking about what if a bioweapon comes out, control number two, baseline number one's in the bloodstream everywhere, not that lethal, but what happens when they aerosol HIV and you already got the receptor cells with the perfect geometry for it to contract to the lungs, and then all of a sudden you have that.
Well, I think you should be a guest in the war room coming up. No, exactly. I look at the different angles of this. They've got other stuff loaded and other versions. And once we capitulate to this virus, then once they know we're going to behave, because globalists don't want to disturb stuff. They want us under control, following orders before they release the big one. And so everyone conforming, and they are conjuring the real bio attack.
The primer is getting everybody to not believe in God and Jesus Christ, to really conform and really rely on the government and not look inward. And everything that comes from the black hole of center point has perfect order and map. That's where God is evident, right? So it's really trying to make sure we are staying awake and tune in to self and making sure that. And it's there's so much to say, Alex. I'm just trying to stick to my original point.
No, but you're right. When you actually see through God's eyes for just a second, you see perfection. It's like, and then you see how it all works together. Like, this is incredible. How would you, it's not like you even, you still have free will, but you obviously go with it because it's what makes sense.
Correct. And so looking at the science too, I'm just a nerd trying to be, I'm door knocking. I have no main construct to really develop into like college or anything. So I'm all self-learned, if you will, for whatever you want to call me. However, looking through the end of natural science, quantum, physics, it's all the answers are being held hostage by geopolitical.
Well, that's right. And they're holding us hostage before we break through the clouds and go, whoa, and see God. Because it won't just be we feel God spiritually at a dimensional level. When we physically can see it and we break through the clouds, the devil and all his systems will be a joke. Great points. God bless you. Powerful. Michelle in Mississippi, you're awesome for holding. I've gone the order received. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, that's a good segue, because my view on this is that Event 201 really almost stands for something hiding in plain view, the year 2020, part one, okay? I think the virus in and of itself is a biological kill switch that pretty much will be embedded into all of us because of its airborne transmission, and that the 5G, okay, probably coincides with a way to activate event 202, so to speak. 5G, I don't know if you remember the videos coming out of China, if they were even real, with people dropping dead and convulsing and bleeding.
Well, they admit in studies that 5G resonates your body and allows viruses to pass through the cells.
Exactly. And I'm wondering if the few videos we've seen of these people dying in such a violent way are people that were unfortunately guinea pigs of the Chinese, where they decided, okay, or maybe he was near a 5G tower. I don't know.
Oh, the Chi-Com said, we want nuclear war. We want to kill our people.
Right.
They've killed 50 million of their own girls, aborted 400 million. They love it.
Yes. They're not afraid to experiment on their own people or to kill anybody, quite frankly. And then here in Mississippi, I don't know if you're aware, but Trump back in February of 2019, along with the chairman of the FCC, allocated $20 billion to something called the Rural Digital Opportunity Fund.
Yes.
Yeah, and that essentially is, you know, rolling out 5G to all rural areas in the country or whoever needs it. And back at the start of the year, before COVID-19 was even in our vocabulary, a local radio program here in Mississippi was, you know, essentially touting how wonderful that would be for the state. There was a county supervisor.
You know what's terrible? Good old boys have a habit of shooting road signs with shotguns. And I just hope nobody out in the country shoots up with a shotgun so they don't hurt neighbors, shoots up those 5G. I just hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, me neither. Wouldn't that be a shame? But Dr. Boyle also had good points about this being very political, because I think election fraud is very possible with this, with the new shelter at home initiatives that they're rolling out. They're going to have possibly could hold the national election online somehow. Which
Hillary's called for that. No, yeah, and then they can do total fraud that way. You're absolutely right. This is the big tech trying to take over. I'm out of time, Michelle. Steve, Tony, Wesley, Dustin, I took probably 20-something calls today, but I didn't get to you. I apologize. Owen Schroyer is coming up right now in the war room. If John, just remind me tomorrow, because my memory's good, but I forget stuff. I'll call these callers first thing tomorrow and go to them first. Or we can hold them over. If the war room wants to go to them, we can take their calls, but I apologize to you. Well, let's do Dustin in the last 2 minutes, actually. Dustin, time to take action instead of running and hiding. Dustin, you close it out for us. Go ahead.
I'm here. Hey, it is an absolute honor to talk to you, Alex Jones.
Honor to talk to you. We got a minute and a half, brother. Hit him.
Okay. I don't understand. You know, I came in here and I was wanting to talk about something else, but a couple of the callers have really changed what I wanted to say.
I understand.
You said it. We need to attack those 5G things. We need to attack. It's attack time. It ain't time for us to sit here and talk anymore.
Well, I'll tell you, we don't kill humans, but at a certain point, these damn machines are in the hands of the globalists. Go ahead.
Right. I just have my firstborn son. I got three girls and I have my boy. And I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here and let all this go on. And I just sit here in my basement and, you know, wonder what's going to go on. It's time to take action.
Well, I don't want any violence to happen to any of this equipment. It's better to go get your city council to pass a law against it. Towns are passing laws. Please, Dustin, don't go out and attack 5G. And certainly don't get in trouble for doing it. I mean, I don't want you to do it. But if you're going to do it, be smart about it.
So then we just sit here and we do nothing about it.
Let me tell you something, son. I say son myself. I hear you, brother. I'm done playing games. But listen, we're going to win this fight. The biggest thing you can do is spread the word about InfoWars to get this message out. People are ready to hear the truth right now. Listen. Let's not go shoot up cell towers, okay? Let's not do that. But when the revolution starts, just like they did in Taiwan, that's what they did. They pulled them down. You want to shut the globalists down? You tear down their little robot spies. But don't do that.
Listen to me very, very carefully.
I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives. And they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com for X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now.
There can no longer be any doubt. The globalists have orchestrated this entire crisis. But it's not a hoax. The virus is real, and the panic it's creating is on a scale never before seen. It is said in the Bible that the wicked flee when none pursue. But the wicked really run for their lives when something real is killing people silently and quietly. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to pray. It's time to seek God's face. It's time to repent for the 64 million abortions in America and the 400 million abortions in communist China and for all of the Satanism and all of the pedophilia and all of the corruption. Or God is going to continue to allow the globalist to judge us for him. That's right. God is lifting the hedge of protection away from the people and allowing Satan and his armies to have their will with the people.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.